This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. Sarah Love and Mice Diggy on FUBAR Radio.
Muchísimas gracias, señor. Soy rapero famoso de Londres y me llamo El Maestro. Permítame presentarle. I don't even know what that means, but it just sounds cool when I do it.
It sounds very impressive. I was going with it. I was like, okay, let me tune my ear into the Spanish.
So I was going to start salsaing and shit. What's going on, man? What's going on, mother lovers?
What? You've been tuned into Ray Peacock for the last 2 hours right here on FUBAR Radio. If you missed that show or any of the shows, you can hit up the website. On the last show, we had Smith and Wesson chatting with us. So check that out. FUBARradio.com/hip-hop is the place to be. And right now, you're tuned into the sounds of myself, Sarah Love, and the wonderful, the beautiful, the best host in town.
Oh, man. Mice Diggy. I think she's on about me. I'm not sure because the beautiful
part. Well, no,
part,
actually, because there's someone else. No.
Oh yeah, the number one host in London. Yeah. I heard about that.
Yeah.
I go by the name of Mice Diggy. I'm here with Sarah Love. You are in tune to FUBAR Radio. This is the hip hop show right here where we make sure no matter what the weather is like, you still get that crack, baby. That's right. If it's cloudy, you get a crack in the clouds. If it's sunny, you get that crack. You can smoke, motherfucker. I'm joking. How are you,
Sarah? We're joking. I'm good.
Silly joke.
I'm good. We have another jam-packed show. And we have a new mayor.
Yeah, we got a Muslim mayor. That's the big thing, isn't it? I didn't realise that would be such a big thing.
I just think it's a liberty. I didn't even know dude was Muslim.
Yeah, you wait
till
Ramadan. That's when people got to start worrying about whether it's a Muslim mayor or not. When Ramadan time comes and we can't drink until after sunset, that's when people can start cussing. Until then, I don't want to hear people cussing about no Muslim mayor.
But it's also like, why is that the headline? The first Muslim mayor. It's like, this is the first time a mayor, he's had the most votes than any other mayor.
Serious.
Since mayors of London began. So he had something like 1.4 million votes, individual votes for one person.
Serious.
And so it's like the headline could easily be the first mayor with the most amount of votes.
1 million Twitter followers or something.
Or the first mayor with those limited edition Big Daddy Cat, you know, or whatever kind of thing. Or the first Asian mayor.
Yeah,
why is this headline?
Right? If he's
blatant. Yeah. If he grew up on a council estate in London.
Yeah, he's got to have a bit of KRS on it. Yeah, I used to check out a bit of Public Enemy now and again.
No, but wow. I was quite moved by his story, being the son of a bus driver
and
a seamstress.
America got a black president, we got a Muslim mayor. How about that?
We're getting there, peeps.
And they've changed it to senior mayor, isn't it? Or something like that?
I haven't heard
that. It's something to do with, because you know, like every borough's got a mayor, there's a mayor of each borough, so people were kind of, you know, yeah, and we're all a bit more stupid now because of social media. So they had to like explain, like, yo, this is the mayor. This ain't like you lot got your mayors. Don't watch that. This is the mayor. Yeah. Like if he says it's going down, it's going down.
Yeah, like those other mayors, we just gave them that name to feel better about themselves. Yeah. But this is the actual mayor.
This is the real mayor. Like, don't even watch all them. It's like when you know, you see someone with a Gucci man bag and you're like, right, I don't know if that's the real. When you see Diddy with a Gucci man bag, you're like, that's a real Gucci man bag.
You know,
so he's like the Diddy Gucci man bag of mayors right now.
Shout out
to my man.
Yeah, big up.
Yeah,
Sadiq.
That's good to hear, though. And
it is good to hear. And
there's been a lot going on this week.
A lot going on this week. But let's run everyone through what's coming up on the show today. We have MCs galore.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how all these MCs are going to fit in the studio, to be honest.
This is FUBAR Radio, man. We make anything fit in some way, somehow. Uncensored, undeniable, but most importantly, unfuckwittable. The MCs we've got coming in are who?
So we have Reverie, American MC, rolling through the studio. We're going to have a chat with her a bit later and hear some of her skills too. We have the one and only Iron Braids, although I'm not sure whether we should actually be calling him that anymore.
AKA
might not appreciate
the Fly Hooligan. Or maybe it is just the Fly Hooligan. It's not even AKA no more. We'll get him to explain to us.
Break it down, yeah.
Yeah, we'll get him to break it down.
I'm looking forward to hear what you're investigating this week, Mice.
Boy, it's a serious one this week, man. I went through, you know, I went through a bit of a traumatic experience. I'll get into it.
Oh, man.
It's obviously not as bad as I'm saying because I'm here, but you know.
You survived to tell the tale.
Damn, I needed
live
it.
And learn.
So I need to find out how my others, all my listeners out there are going to deal with this situation as well, because the time is coming. It seems like the time is cometh.
We need to be prepared. It sounds right.
The time
right,
hath
anyway.
Cometh.
Half cometh
no
to
Tyson.
Thou.
Yeah, that ain't a Tyson no. impression right there.
Oh, there was some kind of big boxing fight, isn't it? Recently.
Yeah, oh
day.
Yeah, Amir Khan versus Canelo.
So did the Canelo
so
dude...
So Canelo. You have to say it like that.
Oh, okay. Cause you know those really nice Italian desserts? The Canelo, I think. I love those. Like,
are they
that
red?
Is like crack.
Are they red?
No, it's okay. Like mascarpone cheese inside a sort
oh,
of
Jesus.
Crispy... Oh, my God, it's the bomb.
Yeah, that
in
sounds
fact, I
dangerous.
Need to, I'm leaving now.
What's
sorry, I need to go find one of these ASAP.
She really got up out of her seat as well.
It's so hard to find them. Anyway, we digress.
So, yeah, I'm going to be investigating a bit later on. We've also got Ramsom, Bad Bones and Panda. Set.
Oh my gosh.
Hitting up the open mic.
Bad Bone's one of my favourite MCs in London, you know.
He's been one of my favourite, man.
Do you know
from
what I'm
when
saying?
When I first heard him from back in the day, the old Kung Fu days, I tell ya. And up until now, and he's just versatile, man. He's one of them guys that you don't get bored of hearing what he's doing, and it's always a surprise. You're always like, oh, right, okay.
Super talented dude. And yeah, new music for you as well. We've got some new Styles P freestyle behavior for you. I'm going to get into some Psy Philly as well.
Uh-oh.
And got a very special big up coming up right after this included, and we're going to be chatting to some guests in New York on the line as well for this. So keep it locked
man,
right here. It's Sarah Love,
be ready.
My Stiggy, Fubar Radio. Email us. Hip-hop at foodbarradio.com.
Fucked.
Yeah, exactly. So, but first, let's play you that hotness from the Royce the 5'9 album one more time.
Said America the beautiful, land of free, home of brave. Everyone is born and raised to think like a dead man. When you alive, you the lowest, on the totem pole. As soon as you died, and here goes this. Oh, now he heroic. Oh, now he the coldest. Oh, now is he had that talent and I didn't know it. Man, listen, being humble ain't gonna get you out your grave. You should treat your life the same way you thinking, liking, going. Whip it like a slave. What the fuck is arrogant? That's that shit they injecting into us Americans. How about I think I was put here to push European whips? And so what if you don't like it? I thought you'd be inspired by it. Wait, I'll rip it. Wait, I'll rip it. Wait, I'll rip it. Wait, I'll rip it, I'll rip it. Right past the pretenders, the men with no passion who think it's possible to be past your potential. Like life has just ended, the spirit broken, and so is the wife. The kids are born into only knowing the White Castle menu, while the rich is born into White Castles, attending by mitzvahs. The future of us niggas is in syringes. We meant for the NFL, injured the NBA. Anyway, I take popping shots at niggas over receiving posthumous props from niggas any day. Maybe y'all just scared, lost in everybody saying not to flaw. So you go watch The Walking Dead. Yeah, you in America, the beautiful land of free, home of brave. Everyone is born and raised to think like a dead man. When you alive, you the lowest on the totem pole. As soon as you die, yeah, here go this. Oh, now he heroic. Oh, now he the coldest. Oh, now is he had that talent and I didn't know it. Man, listen, being humble ain't gonna get you out your grave. You should treat your life the same way you thinking, liking, going. Whip it like a slave. What the fuck does humble mean? Call me good at something, I say I'm good at a bunch of things. I feel my whole life, my fire should be lit. I feel my wife is pussy whip. Each time she sees my dick, she gets excited by the... Wait, I'll rip it. Wait, I'll rip it. Wait, I'll rip it. She likes the way I rip it. I rip it. Man, look here, I've been anti-corporate since daddy told me that they forced me here against my will without no horses or some land. Of course they saying I'm supposed to just forget. They throw the scraps at those that can distract with those endorsements. Closing doors on all of those and buy the clothes, the shoes, the booze and albums. Hope you're not expecting treatment by the book from he who wants you to forget that you was bought over here by the boat. I don't know why niggas say they money funny when it's low, cause when you broke it's not a joke. Talk that we can't take shit with us when we die. Shit, you don't leave behind shit cause you died with shit. In America, the beautiful land of free, home of brave. Everyone is born and raised to think like a dead man. When you alive, you the lowest on the totem pole. As soon as you died, and here go this. Oh, now he heroic. Oh, now he the coldest. Oh, now lowest. He had that talent and I didn't know it. Man, listen, being humble ain't gonna get you out your grave. You should treat your life the same way you thinking, like, and go and whip it like a slave. If he's hot, expose him, then roll on him. We can't roll on him, roll on his closest kin. That kind of behavior, I call that nigger dumb. Nigger dumb. Mentally enslave him, tase him, then they go crazy. Up, here they come. Everybody think a revolution coming. Wanna be involved in the riot. Everybody arguing out here, this how I feel. What in the Jiminy crack of the corner? Fuck, we picketing for it. This shit here is bigger than war. They sticking the sickening shit in the food that the niggas consume. So it's hidden in stores. Some shit that can kill your fertility, damage your thinking, limit your ability. Think about that. Now the fact that y'all living is crazy, cause alcoholism got black people tapping out quicker than Savion Glover. And we ain't no Avion lovers. We dying each time that the Hennessy pours. Our plugs are the mothers on the other side of our umbilical cords. Can I talk my shit? Y'all niggas confidence dropping. Y'all letting people control y'all flow. We don't know how y'all clocks tick. I'm disgusted. Find the money if the money don't fit. Do like me on this and find a different pocket. Only in America.
Well, damn, I guess you is kind of talented. Make sure you don't forget where you came from, boy. Always stay humble. Now why don't you do that thing again you do with your tongue? You know that one thing when you go whip it.
Yep.
Cold. Hey. Cold.
General Poindex, yeah. From west upon the borderline. Test the sound and yeah, that same time. Yeah, General Steel, one half of Smith and Wesson, 1/8 of the grid. Hey, you know how we do when we with the boo boo. Hey, what's up, baby? DJ Sarah Love, you know how we do. Always, all days. Bok tone. You know, let it go.
That's right, Brooklyn representing. Definitely check out the show last show. That was we had Smith and Wesson on the show with us. foobarradio.com/hiphop is the place to go. And we love hearing from you guys too. So hit us up during the show today. That's hiphop@foobarradio.com. It's myself, Sarah Love, and the one and only
My Stiggy, aka the voice of chocolate velvet cake.
Mm-mm.
And this cake is ready to melt all over you mother lovers in this hot ass weather.
Oh my god,
you damn. Sorry, man. Right, you know me, what I'm saying.
You need to do some of those warm ups before
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you just do some press ups right quick.
Yeah, that was quite an introduction, though. I don't know if I was ready for that, to be honest.
God damn.
Let me turn this off so it's not making noises for us. But right now, it's like, you know, I just think there's so much goodness going on in the world that needs to be acknowledged, you know, and we just need, to me, I just think positivity is the way forward, and that's how we're going to heal the world.
It is.
And make it a better place. And so, you know, we need to spread that positivity, and that's why on this show we have a section that we call
Big Up, Big Up.
Yep.
And this week, I'm just so proud because I really believe in people power mice.
People power. I know what you're talking about.
I believe in people power, you know, and I think a lot of people get bogged down and they think, oh, you know, you become a cynic and you just think, oh, it makes no difference if I vote or not, whatever. Like, you know, everyone's just like, and what I don't see.
I'm like that. I ain't going to lie. I was a bit like, well, you know, because wifey was like, yeah, so, you know, we got a vote today. I was like, yeah, okay, well, what? Who are you voting for? Because I'm like, yeah, vote for the Green Party. No, but nobody's going to vote for the Green Party, so you should vote for Labour. Because
she's getting scientific, mathematical.
Yeah, she got all scientific on me, and I was like, yeah, I guess you're right. We didn't end up voting, though. I'll just put that out there.
But you had the discussion.
But then she said, yeah, but Labour won anyway, so, you know, who she was going to vote for. We got a Muslim mayor. Fuck you, motherfucker.
End of. Like, drop the mic.
All right, I guess that works then.
But not even just like in voting. I just think in life in general, like, where, what's the point in just being a Debbie Downer all the time? Like, if we want good things to happen, we got to take action. And I think, like, us as a community, like, we're responsible for each other and we can make beautiful things happen. Mm. And this week, Big Up is going to Pumpkinhead, PH.
Mm.
And he basically, let me do that one more time.
Big Up.
Yes, serious Big Up. Okay, so a block in Brooklyn has been officially renamed Robert P.H. Diaz Way after Pumpkinhead, the rapper, that's his legal name, who died in June last year. And friends and family and fans, they all crowded at a corner of DeGraw Ave and 5th in Brooklyn's Park Slope area. And that was a couple Saturdays ago to celebrate the unveiling of this street name.
Wow.
And that's like in the area where he grew up. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
And then just to see the sign up there with his name, I just think it's so awesome.
Yeah.
Like, like, I, he and I had met each other, but I didn't like know dude well, kind of thing. But you know, he was just a good soul. He had like a nearly 20 year career. He worked with people like Talib Kweli, Jean Grey, Immortal Technique, Muzz, Del, Funky Homo Sapien, and he was part of that group Brooklyn Academy.
Brooklyn Academy, man.
Yeah.
Shout out to Block McLeod.
And but a lot of people probably best know him for the Orange Moon Over Brooklyn album that he did with Marco Polo that came out in 2005.
Or even enough jams like, you know, of recent, like he was quite heavy in the battle scene. So coming up from the whole Grind Time thing and then moving on to King of the Dot and whatnot, Team Homie, you know, so he was really still making a lot of waves even later on in his career, whereas people from his era, you know, very few people from his era were still about, you know.
And this is the thing that I admire so much about him, is that he was someone who was very proactive, like in his community and in hip hop on a local level and beyond, you know. And he just really put a lot of he just put a lot into other people's careers, and he was just a truly dedicated hip hop head. And a childhood friend of his, Claudia Imperiale, she suggested the idea of renaming the street that they grew up in. And checked with the Park Slope Community Board and started a petition in July last year and to collect signatures. And this is what I'm talking about, people power. Like, we have the power to do these things. You can't just sit on your ass at home complaining about this, that, and the third, and changing your profile picture if you want to see like real things happen for our people.
You're right,
you know.
You're right.
And so I just think it was it looked like such a beautiful occasion from all the pictures I saw and everything. And there was a party that went down for it. Talib Kweli was there as well. He had he said Pumpkinhead has as much influence on his community as his community had on him.
Wow.
And you can see it literally by the fact that he has a street named after him. So it was just a really lovely event. And on the line right now, we should have one of the DJs from the event, one of my probably all-time favorite DJs, Mr. Sinister. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. I'm so happy to hear your voice. We love you here.
Salute, salute, salute.
We love you here so much in the UK, you know, and it's like you're just one of these names that I'm just always championing as, you know, want to know about real DJs. This is a real DJ. But you were DJing at this Pumpkinhead street name unveiling. Is that correct?
Yes, I was.
And how was the event?
It was beautiful. Like, I mean, so many people came out. Like, you spent it unveiling folk. I mean, even before they took the sign, they like took the sign with so many people that it was really hard to get on the block with many supporters, because they had so many supporters. He was a good person. He worked with a lot of people. A lot of people really looked up to him. He was such a good guy. So it was really nice. You know, the family spoke. Everybody, the wife spoke, children spoke. They took off the time. It was really good. And the after party was beautiful. So many people came to the after party. So it was a very epic event. It was beautiful.
It happened throughout the day. Then it was all through the day, through the night, sort of thing.
Yes, it was. Feeling the square, but then the after party started at like 1:00, and it ended like around 5 or 6. You was out there, you thought it was a club going on.
That's
nice, man.
And did you know Pumpkinhead personally?
Oh, yes. Me and Pumpkinhead went way back. Pumpkinhead has booked me for a lot of shows back in the days. He's booked me, booked Jean Grey, Pumpkinhead. Like, every time I saw Pumpkinhead, you know, it was like saying, we're going to get you somewhere, we're going to get you on this show, we're going to get you to see all these classics. He's always had love for me, and even back in the days when I used to see him, he always gave me work, and he always battling people when I see him, and he always had his heart open, you know, beautiful guy.
I was just like so happy, you know. I just felt overwhelmed to see that this had come together, you know, because I just think often in hip hop we just feel very kind of complacent, and we don't really feel that we have power to influence these sort of things. So don't you think, like, just on a hip-hop level, this was an important gesture to have to happen too?
Oh yes, definitely. I mean, they took it for, like, because the mayor didn't want to, he didn't want to put the street name up, and they had petitioners. One lady, she came, she petitioned, she wrote to the mayor, she was like, you know, this guy is a very important factor, that she wrote to him. She kept writing, she got all the people in the neighborhood to write the mayor, until eventually he was like, look, I'm going to do it. You know, so it's definitely a big step for hip-hop, you know, because people have to be acknowledged, and, you know, especially if they are a very big part of this culture, they have to be acknowledged. And that's what they showed when the petition and the mayor finally gave it, was like, look, I'm gonna definitely let you name the seat.
That's amazing.
It was great.
That is wonderful. Yeah. Thank you so much for taking the time out today to say hi to us. The phone's breaking up a little bit, but it's so lovely to hear your voice too. And it was, you know, I was so happy when I saw your name was on the flyer representing, you know, because it was worthy of having the best there. And we love you here so much in London. We can't wait for you to get back out here and spin for us.
Yeah, man.
Thank you, and I love you, UK. I love you. I'll be out there soon.
Good. We can't wait. And you know who we're going to speak next on the line to? Another one of my favorite DJs and one of my favorite New York dudes in the whole game. And I think if both of you were here in London right now, I'd have to get you into like a DJ Body Tricks battle, because right now on the line we're joined by the one and only Evil D. Can you hear me?
Yo.
Oh, wait, Sinister, we're going to say peace out, okay? I know we're going to have a chat to E here on the line, but thank you so much for joining us.
Shout
we love you.
Sinister, man. That's my
dude. Love you too. Love you too.
You two just saying what's up to each other via a line in London.
Yeah.
Lots of love. We'll catch you again soon, Sinister. When you're in London, make sure you come through to the Food Bar studio and say hi to us too, okay?
I will. God bless you.
Okay.
One love, man.
Mr. DJ Evil D.
Yo, what's up?
What's going on, man?
Oh, it's so lovely to hear your voice as always.
Good to hear yours too, you know.
It's been a little minute. And
it's been some time.
I know. And, you know, I see you as, you know, you're a true Brooklyn representative. You know, mm-hmm. And I think I'm not the only person who thinks DJ Evil D and, you know, align you with that idea too. So, you know, and you did you know Pumpkinhead personally?
Of course I knew Pumpkinhead. That dude was a good dude. You know what I'm saying? I knew him, you know what I'm saying? We've hung out together. We didn't work together, but we was mad cool.
Yeah.
You know, he would come to parties I'm doing. I would check him out if he's performing. You know, it was cool. You know what I'm saying? But other than that, outside this game, we was friends.
Yeah.
You know?
And what?
Oh, my God. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. Carry on.
I was about to say, like, even, you know, like, his wife, his kids, like, yeah, I knew the whole family. It's all good.
Mm. Yeah. And how did you feel when you heard this news that he was getting the street renamed after him?
Oh, I was definitely happy. I signed the petition. I sent out tweets and everything about people signing the petition.
Mm.
You know, like, you know, I feel happy because, you know, he deserves that, number one.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because that dude did a lot for his community, and he did a lot for hip hop. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And he deserves that and much more.
Yeah, for real. You
That's
know,
amazing, man.
And
what a way to be immortalized. You know, like there's so many different ways, but to have a street named after you.
I know.
Exactly.
That's crazy.
Because I just really saw him as a positive dude who was like very proactive for, you know, he had hip hop close to his heart kind of thing. And he really put in a lot, you know, he went above and beyond with his passion for hip hop.
Yeah, he definitely did. Like, you know, even the battle stuff and everything.
That's what I was talking about.
You know, he did his damn thing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And also, I just think on a wider level, like, you know, just in terms of hip hop, like, this is a great moment for us all to see his name up there, you know, not just alone for his family and for him. It's wonderful. But, you know, just for me to see a real hip hop head who did so much positive things for the community, it just made me feel good when I saw the pictures with Robert PhD as way up in the street.
Yeah.
And so,
I'm kind of mad that I missed the event. You know what I'm saying? Because I was on the road, but, you know, everybody knew. Like, I was definitely tweeting it out, and I was definitely, you know, picking it up. Because, like I said, it's a big step.
Yeah, for sure. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely. So, you know, I just think it was only correct that this week we sent a massive
big up
going out to the one and only PH Pumpkinhead, Robert Diaz, in saluting that the council has taken the step to allow us to rename a street after him. And thank you so much for joining us today. It was so nice to have your words direct from Brooklyn for us.
Oh, no doubt.
And we're really looking forward to having you back in the UK.
Yeah, man. When you back over here.
I'm trying to make that happen sooner than later.
Sweet.
Yes. Well, you take care of yourself in the meantime, and we adore you to bits out here, and we cannot wait to see you, okay?
Oh, no doubt. That'll be easy.
Well, maybe I'll see you that side first anyway.
We'll see.
Yeah. Fingers crossed. Okay, lots of love. And you know what? Right now, I'm going to play a track from the Pumpkinhead album. And I just felt that this one was, like, fitting, you know, in the tone of the message today. So massive big up to Sinister, Mr. Sinister, Executioner Squad, one of the OGs in the DJ game, and the one and only DJ Evil D for joining us on the line. Thank you so much for chatting to us, E.
No doubt.
Okay.
Thank you so much for having me.
Okay, we speak soon. Love you. And this track is going out to all hip-hop heads out there. And, you know, this is the sounds of Pumpkinhead, produced by Marco Polo. This track is called Rock On.
Welcome aboard the Underground Railroad. I'm your captain. I'm gonna explain the reason why I keep on rapping, why I keep on moving, doing shows in Manhattan, knowing in my heart that I'll probably never go platinum. See, it's for the love, music is in my protoplasm. I can only wish, but I don't have a genie and my name's not Aladdin. Fasten your seatbelts, we're taking off soon. I'm gonna rock on a rocket to the moon. Start a label up there, sign an alien rapping click, sell a million units and get paid in amethyst. Cause on this planet, reality doesn't exist. You'd rather sell souls than to sound some real shit, but I refuse to put it in park, so I'm shifting the gears. Even though time flies, I'm 28 in years. That's about 10,000 in 2,200 months. Spitting heat for 10 years and haven't been signed once. How I'm supposed to blow up when independent labels front? Don't pay up, don't promote, your record label sucks. You got MCs out there that deserve to get put on. So for them, I'm gonna rock on. Yeah. Rock on. And the plane, rock on. Stronghold, rock on. Red clay, juggernauts, rock on. Empire, rock on. All of y'all, rock on. And why, rock on. At first, I wanted to paint, so I went to art school. Then I saw heads rapping, banging on tables in the lunchroom. In a cypher, they were playing some hot beats, and these heads rhyming with C-Ray's Walls and Mobb Deep. Yeah, I went to school with them dudes, and they dropped out, and eventually I did too. I formed a crew with a group called Doom. They call them Hydra now, and they even sound live now. So me and Blitzkrieg, now we got Park Slope on lock. That's when I battled this Puerto Rican cat named Block, and we battled. He beat me, I was impressed with his flow. He saw potential, so we broke bread and smoked bro. This ain't fake, trust me, this is a real tell. Block had a group called Zooty Zoo and introduced me to Will Tell. We did a track with Metaphor and shit clicked rapidly. Then Block said, let's form the Brooklyn Academy. So we did, kids flipped, they loved our songs. We were like Pink Floyd, Run DMC and Cheech and Chong. Then Black Panther, Marco Polo came along. So now we gon' rock on. Jean Grey, rock on. ELW, rock on. Medina Green, rock on. And High Road, rock on. Beat Miners, rock on. Boot Camp, rock on. Mole Men, rock on. All of y'all, rock on. Yeah, I'll never stop, but I'll pause for the cause when I rock. My voice echoes through halls in the block. Be like, PH, it's yours. I'm so hot. I rock for Brooklyn, Park Slope, that's my home. I rock for the brothers on lock, getting chopped for the phone. I rock for the B-boys and the DJs. I rock for MCs and riders, catching tags on the freeway. I rock for my dad and my uncles, rest in peace. I rock for my grandma Isabel, who's also deceased. I rock for those who died and those who are alive. I rock for my mom and sis, they helped me to survive. I rock for my wife, she brought our son in our life. I mean it so sincerely.
hear that I'm saying it twice. I rock for my wife, she bought our son in our life. I rock for him like when I rock him to sleep at night. I rock for the act, my family in these dark days. I rock for y'all like I rock for the plague. And one day we'll all be one rocking on stage. Lord, what I say is true, so I'm rocking for you. We going ocean. Rock, rock, rock on, ever living sound. Rock, rock, rock on, Bruce Frank. Rock, rock, rock on, Venom. Rock, rock, rock on, my dad Robert Sr. Rock, rock on, my son Raiden. Rock, 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 rock on, my wife Shantae. Rock, rock, rock on, the Diaz family. Rock, rock, rock on, the Edo family. Rock, rock, rock on, DP1. Rock, rock, rock on, turntable annihilus. Rock, rock, rock on.
The more emotion I put into it, the harder I rock. The more emotion I put into it, the harder I rock.
Sending a massive salute. Just waiting for the music to end there so then it doesn't get cut off on the. But I love the whole sentiment of that tune. And then also, I think that says a lot, you know, about it sums up a lot about him and how Pumpkinhead, you know, he was always bigging up other people. That track was Rock On, that came out in 2005. And we were playing that because he just recently had a street named after him in Brooklyn, which is a lovely thing. Also, we have to send another
big up.
This week going out to Insane Macbeth.
That was in power.
Yes, that was a UK producer. Who we only just heard he's passed away just recently.
Well, this morning, news has just been broken this morning. I'm not sure when he passed away, but it seems that he was struggling with leukemia. So, obviously, you know, stuff like that is not easy to deal with because it's way more hardcore than, you know, a lot of other things people have to deal with. And so I don't know if many people knew about it, but...
I didn't.
Yeah, I didn't know about it either. I didn't really know him personally either. I don't think I've ever met him, but I know he's worked with a few people that we know, like Tony D, Reveal.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't know Macbeth well, but yeah, I mean, we knew each other. But yeah, he's definitely put in his grind from a long time. I mean, he's produced for... there was like the Ice Pick tune, the Huckleberry Finn. Like, he's produced for just enough people over the years. Carl Hines, I know he was doing stuff with Reveal. He had done stuff recently with Tony Dangerous. He hails from Brixton and he was a producer, and he definitely like was dedicated to his craft, isn't it? Because he's been making music for a long time. So I thought it was only correct that we sent him a salute today and played you a bit of music from him. And I went for this track, which is Kinetic Effect, and this is from 1997. And I just always like the darkness of this production on this one. So we're sending a big shout out to our soldier, UK soldier, Insane Macbeth.
We should try it next week. Let's see if we can get some people who work with him and have a chat with him about.
I'm already plotting plans. Definitely. Yeah, no, let's make it happen. You're tuned into FUBAR Radio with myself, Sarah Love, Mice Diggy. Hit us up at hiphop@fubarradio.com. We love hearing from you guys. But here's Kinetic Effect, produced by Insane Macbeth.
And now, the return of the venomous nemesis and Judge Death.
Darkness descends, I send your soul to Steelers. Piano wire plays your vocal cords and soul the dealers. Death personified is insane, Macbeth. You cannot kill what doesn't live, so just give your breath. Illiterate imitations of MCs deemed to deploy to destroy the KE. But effects wreck, insanity hits your eclipses. The dark illuminates your aural glitches. Best you inform your translator. Too many words you haven't heard, so he'll explain them as he talks. You wobble, gobble and gum spit. Your sphincter strains in vain, cause you can't hold shit. Hold the low, off key to out of tune.
tune up on your brain. Insane little clips, the moon, and soon you suffer. Regretting the words you utter. The gutter muddies your face as you spray and splutter. But I'm reminded with you who set this off. And insane's the better with a vendetta to squash us off. So you cock it up and take in competition. MC step up, familiar, yeah, you're missing. So I listen for silence, shut your mouth. The closer your step affects the countdown to wipe out. Two times death, you're D-I-E. From insane, my breath, and the catalyst K-E. And add the catalytic component to rolls and falls and reacts to all opponents. And before you mix but not in work together, it took a catalyst to better your weak endeavor. Add kinetic energy to your system, it fizzes and fires and pulls all arms higher. Electrons flee a positive nuclear center. I'm too nucleophilic, the lyrics as first pretenders. The center of bad tidings. You start with the soft aloft, alone you hide. And you find your fears are of astronomic proportions. Contort yourself, throw on the toxic portion. Take caution, the celestial body's here. You won't be the sun, but cannot block it out for fear. The ellipse you travel, the eclipse apparel. Insane creates, he waits, your thoughts unravel. Through space and time, they call me gravity. The lawyer can't break, you break to battle me. The singularity with power to devour light. At my hard time still, I kill your weak plight. You fight with fear, you didn't adhere, so stand clear. Affects your felt, you melt with tears. It appears with a solo or lunar, your feet is sooner. So later to lame lyrics and times for rhyme tuners. Offbeat, onbeat, whatever, you know skill. You step to insane and you step to get kills. A feel your drop, D-R-I-P, eclipsed by insane Macbeth and K-E.
Taking you back there with a cut from 1997 that was produced by Insane Macbeth. You're tuned into Foodbar Radio with myself, Sarah Love.
And myself, Mice Diggy, aka the voice of Chocolate Velvet Cake, aka, see, that's how you know I'm going
remix.
In there. Hit my music, please. Because AK Hayes is about to touch down. That's right. For the few milliseconds he can touch the ground. That's right, we want to welcome you down to Foodbar Radio's cafe with myself, My Sack Hayes. You're damn right. That's right, mother lovers. I said, My Sack Hayes. And we have the Captain Crunch, whatever you need, mother lovers. Got that peanut butter jelly. That's right, I said peanut butter jelly. All in one. Put it on your bread and stick it in your mouth. Then swallow, bitch. Yo, I got a serious investigation. Very serious investigation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because obviously I've been suffering from winter guilt.
So what are you meaning by winter guilt?
A lot of us suffer from winter guilt.
So I heard Mice drop this earlier to someone in the Fever office.
You don't realise it. When you got winter guilt, it's like, you know, obviously the weather is getting a lot better now than it was before, but you know that transition between, are we in summer now or not? I don't know if we're in summer or not. I can't work
yes.
it out.
Nat, scientifically, Nat says yes, and Nat
has it been scientifically
nods.
Proven though, Nat?
It's scientifically that proven
now. We only drop science
Nat
on this
is
show.
Not
that's all. You know what
yeah,
I mean? That's all we deal
science.
With. Science.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get that science.
You know what I mean?
Breakdown.
But it's like that in-between moment of spring and summer where, you know what I mean? You're a bit too worried to like sleep without your socks on. Or you don't want to leave the house without, you know, you have the window wide open because it's baking, but then you're like, I don't know if I should leave it open all night.
And
like,
you don't know how to dress.
Yeah. You're not sure. That's winter guilt because you're still guilty of winter.
That's,
you know, you're still like.
A scientific,
it's a scientifically
reasoning.
Proven thing.
You know what I realised though?
Ski socks. You might have your ski socks on when you're going out.
That's
just because.
Normally me.
You know, like,
I'm
because.
I'm always overdressed.
This spring moment is where, like, you've still got the heating on. but the sun's shining, so you're like, right, it looks like it's baking out there. And when you get out, it's ripping, like, your nipples are like, bruv, let me out. Yeah, so, or sis, let me out, I don't know. Whoever, there's nothing wrong with you being a bro with sis nipples, I'm just saying. The voice might be different. But yeah.
Scientific breakdown.
Yes. Winter guilt. So, but, you know, so I haven't been dressing right. I've been going out. I wear a t-shirt, but then I bring a jumper and a jacket just in case.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I still get a little bit worried now and again.
I've always got like 7 layers in my bag.
Just in case.
I always thought it was from having an African mother who overdressed us as kids. Like, we couldn't bend our arms and legs and stuff because we had so many layers on.
It might be to do with that,
and so now I have no tolerance for the cold. And I actually have a fear of the cold.
And it has a real name.
Foidophobia or something.
Foidophobia?
Yeah. Foie being the French word for cold.
For cold. Oh, okay, I understand this now because I've been going to France.
Scientific breakdown.
Yes, this is scientific.
Yeah, foidophobia.
So, you know, I had to go and trim my mum's hedges the other... Yeah, that's a bit wrong, right? I had to go cut my mum's grass.
Oh, God!
Yeah, that's all sounding wrong. Shaving
her bush.
There
was some gardening that Nick
I had to do some gardening. Let's say, I had to do some gardening. You lot just don't
even now
record what I just
twisted.
Said there. If you're listening back, please don't rewind what I said there because it came out a bit wrong.
Just pretend it never happened.
Yeah, there was a lot that I had to go and deal with. And, you know, so by the end of it, I was parched as a mother lover. I was like, right, boy. My forehead was like, bruv, you better do something because the shit was just drying up.
You better hydrate quick.
Yeah. You better hydrate quick. And the neighbor was like, you know, because she's out in the country. He's like, I bet you feel like a cider now, innit? Bet you feel like a bit of a cider. I was like, wow, that's a good idea. You know, I'm out in the country. You know, I've got all this grass all over me. Hay fever. I felt invincible because for some reason, hay fever just wasn't licking me.
Yeah.
So I was like, right, let me go and get a cider. Bam, I had the first one. Ice cold, and it was like, it felt good. Mm. You know, like I felt like I was quenched, but then about 20 minutes later, I was like, right, I need another one. It was a continuous thing of like, right, you need, it was not like quenching my thirst. You know, it wasn't like, doing what I thought it would do. Like, where did it, I felt like.
Like, for the first 5 seconds, it was afterwards, cool. You think that it is.
Yeah. You think you're good, but then 20 minutes later, you're like, right, man, this shit.
You're scratching
like,
your
my
neck
lips
for
all
more.
Dry. Yeah. Like, I was cracking out. Yeah, for real. I felt like it was like liquid crack, boy. I was
about to switch on someone.
Yeah, so I was thinking to myself, like, shit, man, I really do need a hand with this. Like, what is the perfect drink for this time of year? Like, what drink should we be drinking? Because obviously. I think we're getting fooled out here. Coca-Cola, I used to laugh at people for drinking Coca-Cola or Sprite, you know, Fanta, all them kind of drinks. But having a beer or a cider is not much different,
it's
really.
Not.
Like, you get a little buzz from it, which is the, you know, that's the plus side. But the negative
and you
side
get a sugared buzz from it.
I had a hangover, like, 3 hours later. And I didn't even,
Especially, I guess if you're, like, dehydrated. Apparently, a pint is equivalent of a plate of chips in calories.
A pint is equivalent of a plate of chips.
In calories. And a glass of wine is equivalent of a donut in calories. So to work off...
A glass
off,
of... What?
To work
red
off
wine? We got to be... Let's break it down now. Is it like red wine, white wine, or rosé?
Specified.
Or champagne, because I'm just saying.
Or Prosecco. I don't know whether it's specified or Liebfraumilch. I don't know if it's specified...
What?
Liebfraumilch. That's like German wine.
Oh,
or Austrian.
Okay.
It's like terrible.
Yeah,
it's like super sweet. It's like drinking Ribena straight kind of thing without even diluting it sort of thing.
You know, that's how you know you're from the hood, boy. When you used to drink like straight Ribena.
As a treat. That was a treat as a kid.
Yeah, that was
you can up. Don't dilute the Ribena. But it's I don't know if they specified. And to work off a glass of wine, that's half an hour's walk.
Oh, that's not bad then. Half an hour's walk. So
what dude did the marathon the other day in 2 hours something?
Russ. So he must have done all right then. If he drank
so
the whole
he's eating like a beast.
Yeah. And if he had a whole bunch of bottles of wine, like if he was just popping bottles in the strip club the night before, he,
like, yeah, that
he's
was
like,
his
boy,
preparation.
I'm doing a marathon tomorrow, so I'm all good, bro.
I can do what I like.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, because I don't actually drink alcohol.
Don't lie, man. I swear I've seen you drinking somewhere.
In the past.
In the past you didn't
time
drink.
Ago. No, now I don't drink alcohol.
You, now you don't.
Yeah.
How long have you been sober?
How long have I been clean? For like, I'm a recovering.
Am I on the wagon? I'm on the wagon.
That was how long? What, 2 and a bit years?
Yeah.
I have no. I had a glass of champagne. In the 12-step program,
what step are you on?
Yeah, I'm on half a step.
Oh,
no,
shit.
No. I had a glass of champagne on my birthday. A glass of champagne on Christmas. So yeah,
look, it's my birthday. I deserve this. Yeah, I'm gonna drink me some champagne.
So yeah, but I guess that was. And but you know what? I realize now, since I don't drink, I really enjoy the smell of like a alcohol. Good glass of wine or a smell of whiskey.
Wow, you get
and it's
drunk
almost
off
like
the
a hit of
now.
Just like having a good inhale, a good breath of red wine. You're like, Jesus. Oh my god! Then you feel a bit
so you
scratchy neck.
Yeah, you get the
the crack scratch. Yeah.
So what? You don't? There's no. You don't feel like a drink every now and again.
No, and that's the other thing that. It's not. I don't even miss drinking. I mean, I was never like a big drinker. I've never been a daily drinker either.
Oh, okay.
But like, yeah, so it's a bit different. But it's like, it's not even something I miss, and I don't have less fun like not drinking either. I have just. I'm always still the party starter with my friends, even though I'm the only sober one. But yeah, but it's interesting to see other. Watch other people transition
when you're sober and everyone is drunk, it's just the worst place. I find it's the worst place. You're just like, get the fuck out of my face,
they're
man.
Trying to spit science to
yeah,
you
yeah, yeah.
but really
like,
they're just spitting on you
yeah yeah or you, they, this conversation is not even a con- it's just you just rah, at me going and holding my breath because the whole fucking mixture of
but definitely there's times where I think, oh, that would be nice, a little Pimm's in the summer with that fresh mint in there. And what is it a strawberry you put
Pimm's
in the
Pimm's and
glass?
Lemon is it Pimm's and lemon or
so
I don't know
we're looking
but
to that
this is what I want to investigate because I think it's going to help us all out because it feels like summer's on its way. I don't know.
I'm just seeing now, like, all I see is grey out the window
just,
right now.
Let me change that to it
we
felt
got,
like summer
yeah,
was
we all
on
got
its
caught
way.
Up in the hype this
yeah,
weekend.
Yeah, boy, I got mad excited. I ain't going to lie, boy. And so I want to find out, Maestro Diggy investigates, what is your go-to beverage for a hot summer's day? That's what we want to find out today. And help out all these drunken mother lovers out there that keep telling me, look, some of the answers I got already. Sal Wise, she's out in Perth at the moment in Australia. She said vodka soda and fresh lime, baby.
See,
not
that's,
bad.
That's got
vodka soda.
Got
that's
that
a female
kind of sharp
kinda drink, though.
Tanginess.
Yeah, I don't that's know. I'm not into that whole sharp tanginess.
No,
though. The bitter. I just don't get the bitter side of it.
Okay.
I guess.
Are you? More
I don't mind straight vodka.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
What about straight vodka with the undiluted Ribena? Maybe that'd be good for you.
That's a good idea.
Yeah,
but
that's a new.
I don't know if that's a summer drink though. That might be.
No.
Stay at home and make sure you got like a gallon of water next to you drink.
Do you know what though? The other day I was in the sauna. I'm a bit of a sauna freak.
He's in the sauna.
Yeah, I'm addicted to the sauna. And
do you do Bikram yoga in the sauna?
No, I'm not your anger. Yeah. No, I don't. But okay. I've never actually done yoga.
I've done it before. Yeah. That shit is weird.
Yeah, it sounds a bit next level. But there was a dude in the sauna drinking gin and tonic.
Is it?
He was like, yeah, my football team won today, so we're just celebrating. I was like, you're crazy drinking.
He
was already drunk, and then he was keeping the party going in the sauna. I was like, why are you bringing your problems to me?
Right,
I'm going to have to save you.
You got some different ass people out there, boy. My man went to celebrate in the sauna. Yeah, I'm going to go fucking, hopefully there's a whole bunch of other like half-naked men in there, furry backs. Not that there's anything wrong with that if that's how you want to celebrate, but I'm just saying that's a weird way to celebrate. Anyway, Charismatic said, an ice cold cider or a mojito, depending on my mood.
Oh, mojito.
I like how everyone's got alcoholic beverages.
Mm.
You know what I mean? This is the problem here. This is the problem we have, is we think that this is the best way to enjoy the sun. It's the best way to get drunk in the sun and dry as fuck. But I'm saying...
It's the best way to end up
I just
want to
know what is the best drink to get dry as fuck with. That's all I want to know. Mike Bandoni says Guinness, but then again, hot, cold days, either will do. That's very true.
Guinness is like a meal or Guinness punch. It's been a while since I had a
Guinness
punch.
Don't
but
even
that's not really
that
good
again.
For summer because it's a bit like...
If it's cold though, if it's ice cold, you don't
it's
drink Guinness
right.
punch though. That's an alcoholic beverage. You
I know,
that.
But I'm just reminiscing nice with all these suggestions.
Oh shit, we're going to get
distant
Sarah
memories.
Back
nostalgic.
Off the wagon.
Yeah, yeah.
She's going to be back off the wagon. Right, right. Chris Archer said Guinness punch. Shout out to Chris Archer. He mentioned Guinness punch.
Oh wow, go
punch.
On.
Stevie Ringe says iced tea. Every time. Iced tea, I used to think that was the best quench first, thirst quencher. But
quench
I think it has a similar...
It's an MC, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
The quench thirster! Yeah.
I think it has the same. It's the same implements as a alcohol. In that, after a while, it dries you out, and you just want more.
I think so. But then tea is meant to be refreshing, isn't it? That's why they drank it in the colonial days in India.
Yeah, but that's, and I remember I used to hear about that, like drink tea and it will cool you down. But what actually cools you down is the fact that when you drink hot tea, you start to sweat.
Yeah.
And the reason you start to sweat is either to get rid of toxins or to cool you down.
Okay.
So you might as well just go for a jog and then cool down that way.
Yeah.
It's free. You ain't got to worry about kidney stones.
Gels free, man, would like that one.
And it's free.
Yeah. No, do you know what my latest tip? Because like, I just mainly drink fizzy water with a squeeze of lemon in it. For me, that's a treat.
Mm. Fizzy water with a squeeze of lemon. Jesus, yeah. That's a cheap date. Oi, guys, if you need to go out on a cheap date, Sarah Love's there for you. Just bring your lemons and some Perrier, mate.
Yeah.
Or just shake a bottle of Evian. She won't know
I'll
the difference.
Yeah. But no, I've got some other funny tipples for non-drinkers.
What else? So this is like kind of, you think you're drinking alcohol. You can feel like you're drinking alcohol, but you're not.
Or maybe not alcohol, but yeah, you feel like you're drinking something special, but really it's just weird. Like, do you know what Dyrolite is?
What? Dyrolite?
Yeah.
No, that sounds like something you need for a time of the month that helps your water, you get rid of water or some shit. Dyrolite.
Dyrolite is like
gay as hell, man.
Oral rehydration sachets. Like, so when you're dehydrated,
with hydration.
Yeah, you put these like powder sachets in the water. But if you have,
is it natural?
But is this natural, Sarah? because all it is like electrolytes and the right the right levels of sugar and salt, which bring your
water.
Which is more hydrating than drinking water alone. But for me, that's a treat with fizzy water. I know I'm very weird. Should we play a song before I explain?
Dyrolite.
I'm telling you, I love that.
Wow. So hit us up. hiphop@foodbarradio.com or @foodbarradio on Twitter. Let us know what is the appropriate drink for you on a summer's day, mother lovers. Please let us know, because we need to find out what Sarah really should be drinking instead of this weird ass shit that probably, if you
like,
put it on a fly, if you sprinkled it on a fly, it would turn into a woolly mammoth or some shit. Hit us up, mother lovers.
And coming up very soon, we've got the one and only Iron Braids.
No, the Fly Hooligan.
I know, I'm worried he's going to get angry with me if I keep calling him Iron Braids.
Okay.
He's going to be stepping up very soon, so keep it locked right here, Foodbar Radio. But right now, check out something brand new from Styles P over Jay Dilla. Oh.
Turn that shit up, Diz. We in here. Old pools light up, stringing. Niggas know. Yeah. Bring me one of the top 10 in this paper in this pen, so I can shove it down this windpipe. Tell him get it in. Tell the other 9 get on the line and defend it. Watch me do it again, again and again.
Watch me.
And 6 more games after that. Kill the next 10 hot rappers the night after that. Who gets iller than I am? Give a fuck about the hero, the villain that I am. Break your face bone like I'm training in Thailand. Keep talking about your money, I kill you for 5 rand. We gon' keep it low, ain't no innocent bystand. I was raised on Groshine, that's a block from Highland. So we ain't here for history lessons. Cross me, get a misery lesson. You'll be feeling the pain, but you ain't alone in it. He'll be feeling the same. Your man's tied next to you, he oughta die next to you. Come on, y'all know I'm ignorant. Trying to change, do some healthy shit that's significant. But all these rap niggas, I ain't different than. Y'all better get off the beach if I'm dipping it. All these niggas lying to you, I be lying too. The truth is, I put the iron to you.
The truth.
Or some D-Lock shit. Yeah, we pop shit. Yeah, we pop clips. It's like I left when I came in. Came in and left, cause that bullshit I ain't in. You in the game that you can't win. I'm like, fuck it, cause we ain't them. I'm in the game that they ain't in. D-Block, ghost nigga, real nigga, name ring. What up?
How did you like that, Mice? Styles P over Jay Dilla.
That was interesting right there, boy. Styles P over some Dilla. Sheesh. What are you doing to me? That's my favourite MC from the locks. D-Block or whatever you lot call them nowadays. These youngins call them.
Oh, do they not use the lock? Oh, you mean as
there
in
was something to do with, yeah, I think it was something to do with the whole deal they had with Diddy. You know, your favourite rapper, P. Diddy.
Mm.
Yeah, they something to
rapper,
do with that, so they had to start...
So-called rapper,
quote,
yeah.
Unquote,
gangster.
They had to start...
rapper.
They called D-Block. I think that made it so they could release, you know, legally.
Oh, so then, not that, okay.
Yeah, but yeah, they're the Locks. And Styles P is one of my favourite from the Locks. And, man, that's amazing to hear him with my favourite producer.
I did actually select that tune just for you because I did remember you saying that he was your favourite.
Yeah.
Member of
the Locks. Oh, man.
The Locks are dope crew,
this is
man.
What we do here at Fubar Radio.
I
the
know.
Hip-hop show, mother lovers.
There's so much new music as well. I don't even think we're going to be able to fit it all in today. I did have some brand new Chic Lucci too, which was pretty fly. But, yeah, we'll just have to see how that goes because you've got people thick and fast with their recommendations for drinks and I'm being mocked in the studio for drinking
man. This
Dyrolite.
First of all we found out that summer starts March the 27th.
See, I was never sure if it is officially
that?
When the clocks change.
Is that
though,
even legal?
But it is.
Like, someone
is that
should
the
go to jail for that shit. Someone should go to jail for putting that on I was going to say IMDb. On Wikipedia. You found out on Wikipedia. Like, whoever made up, whoever said, yeah, March starts on, summer starts on March the 27th, you're taking the piss. So we'll save that for later. Are you taking the piss?
Oh, yeah, yeah. No.
First
we
of all. And then it ends in October. Summer ends in October. How the fuck does that, how is that even legal?
I know.
How can somebody say that?
Yeah.
You're all right, bruv.
Just straight liberty, you're right.
You know, when someone just peeks through you like that. I don't even understand that. But anyway, then we found out that Sarah is drinking some shit. She might as well be on performance enhancing drugs because she's drinking some shit she's meant to drink after she's been drinking some shit. The diuretics is actually for when you get
diuretic.
Whatever,
diuretic,
man.
Is something that makes you go to the toilet.
Yeah, it sounds like diopter, whatever the fuck it is. You're meant to drink it the next day when you have hangover. I've just found
anytime
out.
Anytime you're dehydrated.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah, basically.
Because drinking a glass of water doesn't hydrate you as much as something that has electrolytes, salt and sugar
minerals.
In it. Yeah, so like that's why coconut water, a glass of coconut water is more hydrating than a glass of water.
Yeah, I prefer
so
coconut water.
So the diurelite sachets, that's giving you, if you're on a budget and you can't be affording the coconut water, then this is like the, but also because I don't drink fizzy drinks. I don't drink like fake chemical foods and drinks and stuff. And so that's
leave
also
that
why
us.
It's like, yeah, exactly. It's like,
pint of water.
And so that's why the Dyrolite, that's like having a little treat if you know, spoil myself if I'm not having a glass of fizzy water.
Boy,
I push the boat out and I have some Dyrolite.
That's brave. I'll just say that. You're brave drinking Dyrolites when you ain't, it's like you don't need it. So the time when you do need it, it might not work.
But most of the time we're dehydrated and we don't even know
it. Yeah, that's true.
And so that's the other reason, the Dyrolite.
I should investigate.
I need to get sponsored by Dyrolite right now. Yeah. But having a glass of Dyrolite before bed.
Who made Dyrolite? Where the fuck did it come from?
Puffy.
Yeah, blame Puffy.
No.
That's,
you should buy shares. Bruv, I'm going to buy shares.
Diddy or Yeezy. Blame one of them two.
Yeah.
Whenever something goes wrong.
So, yes, that's my weirdo suggestion of a summer drink is the Dyrolite or fizzy water with a squeeze of lemon. But what people have been hitting you up most.
Yeah, well, let's get to some more like appropriate sort of drinks. You know, so, shout out to Megan in Colchester. Megan says the best drink when there is even a splash of sun is Pimm's, obviously.
Obvious,
fam. No one wearing it like Pimm's.
Obs,
man's on road with a little Pimm's and lemon, yeah. Just splash a Coke. Obs, fam. You get me?
Do you know what, though? Blatantly, that conversation has happened with that voice as well, man.
Is it?
You know
Pimm's.
What, fam? Yeah, straight up.
Man's,
it's Pimm's
just, man's
still.
Just out there with a Pimm's, innit? Just like on road, yeah.
Raggle.
What? You want a sip or something? Like, why, what are you looking at? Shout out to Oliver. Oliver says, I love a nice chocolate milkshake with a shot of rum in it. Cold and alcoholic double trouble. What?
Damn.
Chocolate milkshake, though. That's dangerous.
With the rum. But that sounds like that'll curdle or something.
Nah, man. That ain't going to curdle.
See, I've been out the game so long, my son, forgetting how it works.
Right. You need to get back
off
the wagon.
Need to get off that Dyrolite lifestyle.
Yeah, this whole Dyrolite shit is messing you up, man. This whole straight edge business is messing you up. You need to go out there and live, man. Serious. Rum. I like the sound of that. The only thing is, I know I'll be mad thirsty after that shit, bro.
Yeah.
All this chocolate, gonna drink all of that chocolate. There's gonna be a whole load of just a chocolate mess, but I like the sound of that one. Big shout out to Oliver.
Don't like the sound of a chocolate.
Who else we got? All right, Deborah says, I'd love a snake bite in the sun. I might even have one this evening after I finish listening to your show, of course. She gave us a little shout. Shout out to Deborah.
Drinking snake bite. I got to say, snake bite, that just took me back to like school.
Yeah, I used to drink that when I was about 8, 9, 12 or some shit.
Just to start, get through
you
the day.
Yeah, just to, you get used to, you know, what was snake bite? It was like blackcurrant and...
I think it's, is it blackcurrant and lager?
Yeah.
Is that, oh, I think so.
Or was it with cider? I can't remember, but...
Oh, yeah,
it used
maybe.
To taste good. When them days where sweets, yeah. That's all that really mattered.
And what's the other? Shandy! Shandy. Man. See, that reminds me of the 70s, even though I wasn't alive in the 70s. It just, shandy conjures ideas of like the Sweeney or something.
Flares.
Remember that TV show, Sweeney?
Shandy and flares and afro. That's all that really matters. Tight jacket, tight jeans jacket, flares, and an afro.
Mm-hmm.
Shout to Panini Grande. He says G&T. I guess that's a gin and tonic. That's some proper East Enders drink. That reminds me of Doc Cotton when someone says, "Yeah, hey, I'll have a G&T."
G&T.
Right.
No, G&T is quite, again, that's that sort of sour, bittery, sour kind of.
Yeah, I'm just not into no bitter. It's either got to be sweet, maybe a little bit salty. I don't even know about that. That doesn't even sound right, but
no.
I'd rather, I just, bitter drinks, I don't really, the only thing is, nah, not even that.
What about grapefruit? Do you like grapefruit?
Yeah, I like a cold grapefruit.
Yeah.
But that I'll definitely have to wash it down with some water just to, you know, balance out the bitter with the... Shout out to Charlotte Alga. She says, Charlotte says, a Long Island iced tea.
Ooh. See, I can't remember what that is either.
Yeah.
I'm not very worldly when it comes to cocktails and things.
Oh, you're not like, yeah, me and the girls are going to go for cocktails.
Yeah,
like,
have cosmopolitans.
Why is that? Girls, they always want to go for cocktails.
I have no idea, my summer hip-hop DJ. I get left out of this world of, like, what normal women do. I don't know.
You don't do the
I feel
regular
left
shit.
Out.
You do the famous shit, not the regular shit, like go for cocktails.
No, I don't know what it is. It's just a sweet drink, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah,
it's just
I
a piss
it,
up, innit? Because women don't want to be standing there drinking pints.
Yeah, and it looks good. Look at this.
It looks good, yeah, and that's what
like,
counts.
Look, it's green, purple, and orange. Like, yeah, look what it's going to do to your liver. All right.
The realness.
Brad Scrabble says, Hulk, buy a pint of lager, a blue wicked, neck after pint, and then pour in the wicked. That's a Hulk. Because Essex.
Because Essex. End of.
That's hilarious.
What was mixed with the lager?
A pint of lager and a blue wicked. Right, so...
What is a blue
what
wicked?
What makes green, isn't it, blue and yellow? Yeah, I guess if you get yellow lager...
What is a wicked?
You know them cheap-ass drinks that you see on the... cheap-ass drink. Yeah,
no,
them blue ones, man. Them
is that alcohol?
Yeah, wicked. It's like WKD. Ah, you remember that, eh?
Yeah.
Ah, you see where I'm going with that? WKD. Oh, I remember those days.
The good old days.
Yeah,
no, wicked, I don't know about
I don't know about drinking the wicked, like half a pint of lager, but them drinks there, them other drinks, like, what do they call them? They used to, you know, like...
Legal highs?
Yeah, I guess so.
Isn't
but
that
they
one?
Were fucked up. And they're made to make kids...
What did you say? Alco-pops,
that's it. Alco-pop.
I haven't heard that term for a while.
Yeah, it's when you know you're passing a certain age.
Yeah, when it's not
when
applicable.
Yeah, when the alco-pops
is like, Prosecco
huh?
And
like, I had that in my dummy, bro.
Yeah.
My drinking bottle. Yeah, anyway.
But
all this alcoholic talk
wicked,
is,
I don't know about that, is making you thirsty. But yeah, look, time is running away from us, as always, every week, Mike. So I'm going to play you a brand new tune from the Cy Philly album. That's called The 11th Hour. It's out right now. This track features the wonderful, the irresistible Benjamin Zephaniah on this one. And coming up right after this, we're going to be getting some guest MCs into the studio. So keep it locked right here. Hit us up in the studio. hiphop@fubarradio.com. You're tuned into myself, Sarah Love, and Mice.
Diggy. All up in your ears like a fiddle.
Check. It's Philly.
Yeah.
Urban Click. Yeah. Yeah. Let's go. Yeah. Sick of what I see on the net. Yeah. Some of these people need to learn some respect. Cause y'all. Yeah. I keep scrolling, I keep scrolling, I keep scrolling. I'm
sick of my screen. Feel like I'm setting to scream. I feel to kill a lot of people like I'm Idi Amin. It's gone crazy. The net's got us flossing like peacocks. Some people that I'm seeing need a digital detox. They speak lots and always got something to say. I can't believe I'm reading your 25th stats today. All these attention seekers are speaking to get a response. Hoping you get a gist of what's been going on in their bonds. I keep scrolling. Ha. Sick of what I find online. That's why I'm limiting my time online. I'm fixing to blast. Sick of all these pussies in my class. I can't believe I'm seeing women with their lips in the glass. So Lord help me. This time that I'm living in isn't healthy. With people taking risks and they're dying to take a selfie. It's like this planet's now addicted to likes. Dedicated to all this friction and this fictional hype. We're all worthless. And I'm wondering just how we can stop this. Brothers will hit the gym now every pic of him's topless. He's godless. And everybody's acting obnoxious. Flossing up on the net but never tell. They jobless. These just do chat crap on their Snapchat. Just look at their life and it's got holes, just like the back of a snapback. Eager to speak but weaker when they see you on street. I keep it real but these bitches keep deleting their tweets. I keep scrolling. I'ma start deleting some chats. And yo, I think I'll even start deleting some maps. And yo, it's that deep. I just let the words on the track speak. Police are killing our peeps and we're distracted with rap beef. We lack grief, arrogance is shadow in Shaq's feet. I'm waiting to hear a message from these rappers on trap beats. Yo, some of the shit I'm seeing is begging belief. People threaten to kill over some insignificant tweet. I keep scrolling, watching while other people are trolling. Popcorn clocking and then I just keep strolling. I'm sick of these people and their opinions. And rappers acting like they're some St. Trinians. Minions, copycatting all that they see. Getting stroppy from when they clock somebody blocking their feed. It's all greed, people posting without seeking the proof. See a picture of refugees and think it's speaking the truth. I'm down with bigger talk, yo, you're soon seeing this bitter walk. I ain't down with none of this blogging and all this Twitter talk. Better vibe, I spit lyrics and leave you terrified. Feelings all real, I don't give a damn if you verify. Some of these dudes are still buying their views. I ain't faking all of my views, it's organic like food. I get shrewd when I'm dropping in online. I seen do-gooders who do a deed, then they're dropping it one time. I shun vibes when I'm online, never alerting me. Try to keep it real like I'm working at a conservancy. Disturbing me, it's hard keeping up in this age of urgency. I'm scared for the kids living in this age of absurdity. It's hurting me, and I'ma start blocking myself. Start living a real social life and do it for self. But yo, putting the social circuit back on the shelf. I ain't threatened by followers, cause Jesus only had 12. I'm out.
They're living lies, and their eyes are computerized. Brainwashed fake geeks, lonely and unable to socialize. Yes, I know what you're saying, blood. Many dead are underwear because they have no love. Low lives with low self-esteem, playing tough because they are on scene. Yes, I lost in mindless cyber illusions, headless in need of personal revolution. Some weak hearts want to know everyone else, but in reality they don't know themselves. So let them scroll, but it will take its toll. They may gain vanity, but they will lose them soul. Let them scroll, then let the truth unfold, because they don't have any self-control. They're living lies, unable to socialize. They're living lies, and their eyes are computerized. Yes,
yes,
I. They're living
life. I and I.
Sarah's just got a little excited there because she heard her I and I.
I know. My unrequited love.
In her I and I.
That last track, though, is Cy Phileas' album, 11th Hour. Go pick that up. He's done some really good work on there and got a gang of dope producers and features on there, too. And right now, you're tuned into Food Bar Radio with me, Sarah Love, and my Stiggy. We've got so much to fit in this last hour before we're up out of here at 6.
That's what we do.
And we are joined in the studio. I gotta say, like, you know, this is no exaggeration. Like, one of my all-time favorite MCs in the UK that, you know, I've been championing you on a, like, hey man, I need to see your eyes. That's better. I wanna look into the, see the whites of your eyes.
I can see you.
Right now, first of all, we are joined in the studio by the one and only, the aloof Ransom Bad Bones.
Ramson.
Yes, Ramson.
People always say it wrong as well, innit?
What's that?
They always say Ransom and it's Ramson.
It's Ramson. Son, innit?
Ramson.
R-A-M-S-O-N.
And you got that name from Task Force, right?
Nah. I made that myself.
Oh, did you? Yes. See, I always thought that it was them who gave that Farmer and Chess gave you the
gunshot
name.
Gunshot for them talk.
Nah, I can't yeah. come up with that myself.
You know, how did you come up with that name? I always wanted to ask you that.
The Ramson is actually three different things. The Ra is after the Egyptian sun god, sun. Mm. And M represents the mind, and sun is the sun.
Mm.
Actual sun. Bad Bones is something I got when I was younger.
And it's
just
stuck.
Just put the bad two together. Lover.
But yeah. You know, you've been tearing it up for years.
Jeez, I'm
almost, let's not call you the government names. Ransom.
Yeah, for people who don't yeah. know, Ransom Bad Bones.
Accidentally stop calling people their government names. Yeah, no, but you've been tearing it up for so long, but it's not often enough that I get to hear your raps. The last thing that I heard you on was the Real Talk Records compilation album. All the profits from that go to homeless people, and you did a track on there called Appreciate, right?
Oh yeah.
And you know, why am I not hearing more from Ransom Bad Bones music wise?
I don't know, there's stuff out there, man.
Yeah, I think the thing is like he's just doing so much stuff that it's quite easy for you to you know, miss it. Like, you what's the last thing? The Silver Surfer thing isn't the last thing he did, is it?
Yeah.
That is
yeah.
the last thing.
Yeah, I think, I'm pretty sure it is. Yeah.
Mm. So, you know, it's like people, he's busy, he's obviously busy, but.
So I'm just so excited to hear you rap a bit later on the show, and I'm sure there's enough people tuned in who are like, oh my God, we're going to get to hear you. So we're looking forward, you're going to be hanging around to drop some bars for us in the open mic, right?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. You know you're not leaving this room unless you rap. I'm just like clarifying that right now.
Sarah's
and also
holding the proverbial gun to his head right now,
yeah,
boy.
Of course. And also right now we're joined by the one and only, well, I'm not sure what to call you. I don't want to upset you or anything by calling you
DFH.
Iron Braid.
DFH, the Fly Hooligan.
DFH. Okay, so for people who don't know who DFH is, you used to go by the name Iron Braids.
That's correct, yeah.
Yes, but now you've decided to change your name.
Completely, I've changed everything.
Oh, really?
Absolutely.
Change. How come?
Apart from his gender, so don't get too excited out there.
Mice is
not. Bruce Jenner followers. No, sorry.
No, why did you switch the name up and everything?
Just growth, man. It's just me wanting to express more of myself as opposed to just one aspect.
Okay.
So I felt being Iron Braids didn't allow me to do that.
The game done changed.
The game done changed, bro. So yeah, I felt, you know, I wanted to do more. Yeah, I wanted to be a lot more expressive through my music, and therefore I had to drop the whole Iron Braids act.
Okay.
Was the braids included? Because you had braids before.
Nah, the braids that was from being fed up of getting my hair pulled all the time.
Getting it pulled all the time.
Yeah, by women who
spank me, bitch, pull
it.
My hair.
So you're saying having braids was causing you social problems?
Nah, not at all, problems. Man. It was just me growing out of it, man.
Yeah.
So I got my son. Summer, me and my son, we just cut our hair, and that was it, man.
Aww.
Kept it moving.
But you've got some new projects happening at the moment too, right?
Yeah, I've got quite a few coming through. I've got the stuff on SoundCloud at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've got an album that I recorded this time last year as well, actually. In fact, all the stuff that's out now, that's all from last year's summer. And I've got an album as well called Scum. It's an acronym for Supreme Cut Untouched Magnificence. So it's just about time that I put them out, to be honest with you. Got another album that I'm working on with Ramsey, producer from Australia. Mm. Scum is completely produced by Agor as well, and I'm working on volume two right now as well.
Mm.
So it's just about just putting it out.
You're getting busy, you know, I mean, out here.
Busy.
I've always been getting busy, you know. It's just a matter of when I'm quiet in it, but for a reason.
I still love that tune, Hang, that you did. Who produced that again?
That was me, actually.
Was it? Yeah. I do like that tune. That had a nice video too. And also tomorrow, if you're in London, you're the supporting act at XOYO for Master Ace, Marco Polo and Strickland, right?
That's correct.
That's
man.
Tomorrow
it's
night.
It's a blessing, absolutely. Yes, show starts at 7 p.m.
Mm.
I'm not sure when I'm on, but I do know the night starts at 7 p.m.
Cool.
Big shout out to Dil Real as well for getting me on that and Doctor's Orders.
Sorry, Dil Real, who's that?
Dil Real Legacy.
Don't even get us started.
Yeah, let's get
right.
Correct. No, that's fantastic, and I'm looking forward to it. I hope to make it out to the show too as well. There's a whole bunch of good shows happening this week, actually. Ezra Collective at Birthdays in Hackney. Shorty Blitz is DJing there. That's Friday the 13th of May. Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, shit, is it Friday the 13th?
Yeah.
That's my lucky day.
That's a blessed day, man.
Yes,
that's
and then also Four Pillars, 20th of May. You need to come through to that. Again, remembering not to use government names. Ransom Bad Bones, you should come out to that. The 20th of May, Four Pillars. That's a dope, dope jam. I'm going to be DJing there. And next week on the show, we've got Kurot, A Son of Noise, and Supreme. They're going to be joining us ahead of the Four Pillars show. Have you been down to Four Pillars before?
Never.
Come out 20th of May. That is super fly. That's one of my favourite parties of the year, as well as the Breaking Convention Park jam, which just happened last
Sunday. Oh, yeah, I was about
Sunday.
To say, because I was like, oh, what? This is your favourite what? Yeah.
Get it right, yeah.
Batman slap.
How dare you?
So there's lots going on, and you know, maybe if we're lucky, you might even bless us with a little.
Might just, you know what I mean? You
little,
might
some
just jump
when is
flavors,
this?
Flavors, lyrics later on in the show. We've only got like 45. You're so professional, but you still left the ringer switched on your phone.
No, that's my alarm actually, is reminding me to do something.
Oh, okay.
Gotta
make moves.
Time to take the gold fronts out. All right. Put the platinum ones in.
Nah, we don't do platinum, straight gold.
But we also have two more MCs in the place to be. We're going to be bringing them through to the studio in a second. That's Reverie from the States. We're going to be talking to her, and we also have Panda Set. And so you're going to have MCs galore for this week's open mic, so keep it locked right here. hiphop@foodbarradio.com. Mice has been asking people about summer drinks.
Exactly. I've been trying to find out the appropriate drink for you, the appropriate beverage, I should say, because you know, some of us prefer beverage out
beverage
here.
Well, when I'm parched
on a summer, yeah, on a summer's day. I don't know what the fuck just happened. I looked outside and
it's humid.
Oh, wow,
it
it's
must
raining.
Be on Earth 2, because all of a sudden it started raining out here.
All of a sudden it's autumn.
Thank Adam God knows I what I mean when I say Earth 2, so fuck no. You guys, you don't know what I'm talking about.
But it sounded scientific anyway,
yeah,
so we
deep.
Believed you.
That's some deep shit. I ain't even, like, for me to break it down, I don't even think we got enough time. Oh. But I want to find out, the Fly Hooligan, what's your...
When I'm parched, it's ice water, man.
Do you know what, wow. though? The theory ice is ice water. Even I like how that's got the hip-hop connotation there, yeah, with the ice water, yeah. Raekwon and everything. But no, but you know, apparently drinking cold drinks actually makes you hotter.
Look... let me break, shall I break it down
break
for you
down
scientifically?
The science. Yeah.
So, what happens is the water goes into your body and it needs to. The only way it gets used is when it's the same temperature as your body. So, when you drink cold water, it just stays there for a while. That's why sometimes you might even feel a little stomach achy. Mm. So, it feels good going down the throat, in your mouth, all of that stuff, because it's ice cold and you're hot. But it takes a while for it to actually start working in the body. Mm. So, it's better for you to have
room temperature water.
Yeah,
which is what I usually do. But
see, that's the science for it, right?
See, it's
there.
More than just a hip hop show here.
You
like
know what I mean? It's more than just a shiny forehead.
We're helping you in life.
Yeah. Edutainment. It's
more than dreadlocks.
More than dreadlocks and a shiny forehead. Yes.
Five bones. Say what's your beverage on the for the summer? What are you pouring down the throat?
hey yo,
boy, I like to just keep it simple, man. Just a straight rum shot, ice.
I just keep it simple.
It's like, you know what? The thing is, that's what summer does to us, though. Why does it do that? It makes you feel like, yo, I want to get fucked up right now.
I'm now ready to party.
Sarah's drinking diuretics and she, yo, yo, I want to get fucked up. What the fuck is that shit?
That's you.
Not
right
a diuretic.
I don't know what that
Let's
is.
Let's just clarify, not anyway. Diuretic.
What is the big deal with drinking alcohol? Cause I've never touched alcohol in my life.
Is it? Don't
really?
Lie,
you're
man.
Worse than
never.
Me.
You probably have it. You didn't even
nah,
realise
never.
It.
Never.
No, but I
never.
Spiked
you
your drink
TGI
at the
Friday,
Smith & Wesson
Jack
show.
You are lying, mate. No, no. No, for
you
real,
haven't
real,
even had
never, not even
Jack
a sip,
Daniel's chicken
not a sip, no,
at TGI
none of that,
Fridays.
None of that fruity alcohol
fruit,
stuff.
Alcopop.
Guinness
alcohol
Punch.
Pop, none of that.
No? Shandy? Not even a Shandy?
Do you know how deep it is? I wouldn't eat rum cake because... It's rum
oh,
cake.
Is it?
That's how deep it is.
Wow.
Hell, man. We got someone got a spike in tonight. So he knows
that's what's going to come out at the end of this show. It's like we're going to be targeted, Brains, me and you. Yeah, sorry, I called you Brains for accident time. Don't hurt me. But yes,
yeah, he's got Ribena though. Yeah, I'll touch a Ribena.
Yeah, like, I drink chemicals. I'm making really
ingredients in it.
I already had my water, like, yeah. So I'm good.
Let me see the chemicals on that in ingredients of this Ribena.
That's actually
yourself.
The first time.
I look at the ingredients on everything that I consume. Okay, this is water, sugar. That's crazy. And there's a lot. Anyway,
we digress.
We're running out of time on the show too, and we've still got two MCs to come through to the radio, come through to the studio. So let me play you something else brand new from this Children of Zeus album. This track is called Take It One. Keep it locked right here, Fubar Radio. We got Reverie and Panda Set stepping up next.
Yo, I'm crashing up, life in the fast lane, slurring, red lights blurred from the champagne. Which way is up? Sat nav spazzing out. I'm waking up in hotel beds, holding bloody razor blades, exotic brown skin, chambermaids, top button popping, another one on the paper chase. Foreign menus, paranoia and painkillers. I'm counting cash, fingernails like a grave digger's. I'm in the lobby checking out, shaky signatures, fake smiles and small talk, sunglasses squinting at the sea from the boardwalk. Rubbing hands on the far court. The day closed, the night is young, my head is spinning. Buying drinks for strange women, I stay winning. I'm losing money in casinos, beginner's luck. I'm living life like a man who don't give a fuck. If my demons catch me, they might as well join me. If police ask me, I'm not noisy though. I treat questions as rhetoric. I owe you, stretching my wallet, show my pockets looking brolic now. Too many strange faces, causing hangovers. Playing five bases to keep my hands over. Stick to the script.
Yo, nobody ever pictured me rich. Still I stand, blow a bag of sand like it's nothing. No discussion, see the cold face, poker bluffing. I soak it up, fuck, I'm looking for a higher buzz. Any kind of drug, I'm on some Charlie Sheen, Tiger Blood, Tiger Woods shit. On some Iron Mug shit, unapproachable face. Like why the fuck am I supposed to be phased? I couldn't give a flying fuck, fired up from the spirit of Remy Ma. Performing exorcism in every bar, sat back admiring. Girls slide up and down the pole like firemen. This is bizarre. Why you looking at me sideways? I'm paranoid, repercussion from the high grade. Years of abuse, still I live with no fear. Broke sick in both ears, I don't cry. No, them tears are for fools. I got more money to burn and places to be. I leave a trail of bad apples, run away with the tree. I'm not a very nice person, obnoxious cursing. But that's the only way I really know how to be. I guess I tip the balance, that's why. They love people like me so they can say, hey, that's the bad guy. So take a look, it's the last time you'll ever see it. Me a ready feet.
Something else for you from the Children of Zeus album. Go pick that up. Shouts out to Manchester. Locked into the show. It's Fubar Radio. Gunchester.
Say it right. Yeah, it's Gunchester.
And it's Manchester. Yeah. No, that wasn't quite right.
Yeah.
No. Anyway. I used to be good at it, but I'm not anymore. Anyway, this is hip hop right here on Fubar Radio with me. I'm never going to live that down. And it's me and Mice taking care of you till six. We're going to be getting into the open mic very soon. But first, we wanted to introduce you to our next two MCs who have stepped up to the studio. First of all, we are joined by Panda Set. Is that correct?
That's right, yeah. Panda Set.
How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good.
But it almost had like a French twist. It was like Panda Set.
Panda Set. That was my nickname when I was a kid. When I was a baby.
What, Panda or Panda?
Panda, yeah, because I always had big bags under my eyes. And Set is an abbreviation of my surname. So it works quite well. Panda Set on the set.
Yes, and where are you from?
Nice.
Muswell Hill.
Born and raised, yeah. What school did you go? Are you?
Yeah.
You know that I was.
Done my research. Yeah, how's it?
You knew that I was at New Zealand.
Come on, you're a pioneer.
Oh, bless
pioneer
you.
Out here. Everyone knows that.
North London.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, God.
Right, let's not get too territorial up in there.
I know. Am I allowed to ask you what year that you left for, Ismail?
2006, I think.
Oh, you're just a baby.
I'm a baby.
Anyway, welcome to the show, and you're going to be blessing us on the open mic very soon, too. So we're looking forward to hear what skills you have to bring to the table. And we are also joined by our international guest, Reverie.
Hello.
Hey. And we're balancing out the testosterone levels in the studio. I'm feeling a bit of, you know.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah,
got you, girl.
Where are you from originally, then?
I'm from Los Angeles. I was born and raised there.
And what are you doing in London at the moment?
Well, I just finished up a European tour with Gavlin and DJ Lala and Encrypt. And we did like 15 stops. We were in Germany, Switzerland, Czech Republic, Austria, and France. And now I've been in the UK for a week, and I'm here for about another week. Putting in work, relaxing, making music, just enjoying your beautiful
English
city.
Summer. What do you think about this? Coming from LA and then seeing this lovely grey ground and cloud that matches it, what do you think?
How are you coping?
I mean,
it
was great for the whole week that I was here until right now, I can't complain. I mean, I'm not scared of rain.
It's not that bad, though.
I'm sure you guys are sick of it. We're spoiled in LA. We are. It's summer all year.
No, LA's because I always just think like LA is terrible.
Is it?
Yeah. Well, there's like seventh year of drought or something in LA, isn't it? In California.
Yeah, you don't get much rain. There's only like 10 days of rain or something like that.
Yeah, the last couple years. Actually, it's been about 3 years now. It's been kind of scary, like that we don't get any rain. Actually, this year we are getting a little bit of rain, so it's great. But we're in a
serious
drought.
See how happy she was to get rain.
But I know, like freak out.
Yeah,
you when I was there last time in LA, it rained and people literally—it was just a drizzle. But you know, people were like, "Oh my god!" It was like apocalypse kind of thing. And I was like, "If this is how London behaved, there would be no life in London." But people are literally like, "We don't know how to cope with this."
Yeah, it's kind of scary. There's even like signs all over the freeways, like serious drought, preserve water. And you can't water your lawns or turn on your sprinklers on certain days of the week. You could get a citation, a ticket for that.
You get a ticket?
Yeah, you literally get a ticket.
So what do they do? Do you just let the grass go dry?
Well, almost every lawn in Los Angeles is brown right now.
Wow. Yeah.
But almost every single one.
But also the only reason that, because all the water supply in LA comes from, it's all channeled from the Rocky Mountains. So LA is a completely like man-made settlement. It's not anywhere that's actually meant to be there. And now, because there's not even enough snow on the Rockies, there's no water getting to LA, and there's just no kind of. And then there was even something about we might not be able to have avocados anymore soon, because the amount of water that it takes to grow an avocado, it's like liters and liters for a single avocado or something. And so they're just saying it's not.
Yeah,
really,
but they're not all in
sustainable.
LA.
No, but avocados. A lot of avocados, I think, are
California
grown.
Yeah,
is it?
Yeah,
wow. All the produce comes from there.
It's getting real out
here.
That's messed
up, isn't it?
Yeah, but how's the how's hip hop though without water out there in LA?
I mean, the thirst is real.
Yeah, sounds like it,
nah, just play. But it's cool. The LA scene is amazing right now. There's so many dope artists coming up right now. Like, I feel like it's really like the next generation is really pushing through right now, and like we're really making our mark on hip hop's history, you know. So it's a beautiful thing. A lot of people are working together and just being real experimental and just keeping hip hop diverse and keeping it true at the same time, you know. Like, I feel like hip-hop is really transitioning, and a lot of the people that have been listening to hip-hop for 30 years don't like what it's become, but the new generation, we love what we're doing, you know. Like there's nothing wrong with, you know,
Mice's pointing at me. Sorry, yeah, go on.
This stuff, it's gonna just keep evolving and changing, you know. And there's still people doing lyrics, real lyrics and poetic shit, and having music with the message, like myself. Like, my music is really autobiographical, and I'm talking about real life issues, you know. And then there's the bullshit when they're just talking about bitches and hoes, and you know, and
it's gotta be done.
Yeah, but that's always been around too, you know. Yeah, like
that's my shit, yo.
What I've noticed is LA, there's like a heavy people aren't afraid to use the sort of jazz side of thing. Like, the jazz influence is quite big there, whereas the rest of America doesn't seem to, you know. Like, back, you know, you in the 90s you used to get more jazz influence style music, and with LA,
are you talking about like the samples or like the
samples and live instruments as well? But I've noticed that. And what is that like? Is there a big culture there, you know, musicians playing in bars and whatnot, or where's that from?
Well, honestly, I've done touring around the United States quite a bit, and I would say that's in every city.
It is, yeah.
It's just that I think like the main focus I mean, the biggest cities in the United States are Los Angeles and New York. So a lot of the other states and the artists from the other states get ignored, unfortunately. Mm. It's hard. It's a little harder for them to break out, you know, but there's live music all over the country. There's so many beautiful artists just around the whole world, you know, like it's everywhere.
Oh, of course. But I think like in LA, you have a real, it's a good place for nurturing and connecting. Like, you know, it's a place where a lot of people connect and link up, and there's like a real enthusiasm there and everyone's doing something interesting and stuff. Whereas like New York has a slightly different dynamic. So I know a lot of like East Coast artists enjoy going out to LA and they're suddenly like, there's so much love and things happening.
You know what? I guess I would agree with that. Yeah, because I've heard a lot of people say that. I'm not from New York, so I don't really know what it's like there. When I go to New York, I get love, but I know people come for me. You know, I wasn't raised there. I didn't come up in that scene. But a lot of people who have come up in that scene that I've come across, they do say that about New York. I don't know, like, but and I can testify that LA is very warm and welcoming, like you're saying it is.
Everyone's happy because
it's a great place to network.
Again, that's what I'm saying. Climate does feed into culture, because that's why I swear London is an interesting place. Like, I mean, for hundreds of years, because we are living on the edge. We don't know if it's going to be summer or autumn tomorrow, kind
of thing.
It's
like Seattle.
So let's go and take over someone else's country and
get busy. But you know, when you live in somewhere where it's like Groundhog Day, it's not as and you know, New York is, again, you're living on the edge there. So, but city of extremes, isn't it? Whereas you have a much more constance in LA. Which art, you were talking about artists that you're excited about right now. Like, what kind of people are you thinking of that you're feeling?
Right now, I've been listening to a lot of Flying Lotus. I've been listening to Kali Uchis, Lana Del Rey, Kendrick Lamar, Schoolboy Q, A$AP Rocky, Dave Allen, Satire, shit. I don't know. There's a lot of dope artists coming up right now. Like, and those are like probably like the newer people that I'm listening to. But I always listen to the same shit like that I grew up with too. Yeah. You know, like Tupac, Atmosphere, MERS, Living Legends, Idea. You know, like Eazy-E. I don't know. I'm on the same. Some old, some new.
Yeah, that's nice. What about Panda? What about you? Who are you listening to?
At the moment, I'm liking Fetty Wap. I'll probably get a bit of hate for that, but he's got a bit of a vibe.
He's coming with some
after harmonies.
Few drinks.
Hey, I like Fetty Wap.
He's harmonizing with his rap, so I'll rate that. He's doing something a little bit different.
Yeah.
Who else am I feeling? I'm into the British scene a bit at the moment. Obviously, I rate Stormzy, and I'm rating.
Obviously.
I don't have a different opinion.
It's just vice on the propaganda, the anti-Sarah Love propaganda. No, but I was wondering why.
Auntie Sarah Love.
That is actually my alias, Auntie Sarah. But no, I did see you writing somewhere online, Mice. I don't know when this was, but you were saying something about just the Americanization of British artists.
I was in the cafe. I was having some down the cafe. You know what I mean?
Chatting
our days graft at the studio, me and Dave. And I was eating, and you know, they have the TV on with like whatever, whether it be like Kiss TV or blah 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 TV, you know, when they're showing bare videos, like loads of different music videos and that. And then there were some American ones, but then there were some UK ones, you know what I mean, where the guys are doing well. Like, you hear the stuff on pirate radio, you hear it on like radio quite a lot, but then the style of the video, the slang they were using, just the way they were trying to carry themselves, it felt like they were overdoing. This should impress the Americans. This should, if I do this.
So, which type of artist are you saying this was?
What are they called? Western? I think it's called Western.
Oh, yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah,
yeah, and you know, I've heard the tune. When I'm hosting out and out, you know, you hear the tunes and all that, but I was just like, man, they don't even need to do that now. Like, when I'm going on tour, the way people are talking about UK stuff is like, it's, you know, it's innovative. Like, they're saying, you know, I'm in France, oh, we love the UK accent, the way you guys da-da-da. So people don't need to do all that shit anymore. They don't need to, like, try and be this, like,
I know what you mean.
Yo, you know what I mean? Like,
the message is gone.
Using all the slang and... Because they're trying to like sell to people in America. They're like, yo, man, I love the way. And it's like, it's just too obvious that you're listening to Rick Ross or you know, you have Meek Mill on repeat. And it's just like, even if these people, like, you've mentioned all these people that you like, are listening to, but I'm pretty sure when we hear you guys go in, we're not going to be like, oh, yeah, she sounds like Kendrick Lamar, or yeah, he sounds like Fetty Wap. It's like whoever you can like whoever you like, but people are going to appreciate you for you more so than they're going to appreciate you for sounding like somebody else.
For the most part.
But I mean, the stupid people are going to appreciate you for sounding like
somebody
else. But
there's a lot of stupid people
out
there.
But, you know, it's better that we try and turn them smart, though, than keep them stupid.
For sure.
But the most unique thing you can do that no one else can do is be you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
No one can test you on being you, innit?
And so it's sad for me when I'm seeing guys from, I think they are from West even. That was even more, like, annoying. But, like, seeing them trying to be all like,
you got a vibe though, you gotta give it to them.
Yeah, there's a vibe, but it's annoying because there's gonna be a point where they're like, right, that wasn't even me, bruv. When they're like, do you know what I mean? Yeah, they're like, shit, man, I was really trying to be da 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 da. Yeah, so that's the only sad part. But
you see, a lot of that I feel comes down to what you're being exposed to, kind of thing. And that's the same when you know you talk to little kids that who are in school and the type of things they're trying to emulate and stuff. It's a pure reflection of what is being promoted to them. And for some people, you know, that's that pool of information doesn't reach beyond.
Like I've always said, man, don't get buried under the influence. If it's fair enough, and like you said, school kids, that's fair enough. Like, but if you're going to let these kids like become adults and still think they have to be like that or act like that or
but
sound like
that.
But
how is that not going to be the case? If all you know is like what you get in the top four, if all you know is Taylor Swift and
Batman
Nicki
slap.
Minaj.
Stop doing that shit, boy.
We just need to send you out there around the schools.
Yeah, tour. I'll give them the neck back slap. I don't mind that at all, boy. If it's legal, if I can get away with it. All I'm saying is, look, man, you know, if people do see that, because as soon as I said it, then everyone's like, retweet, blah, 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 blah. It's like, right, so you lot are happy to see it happen, but not, like, say, yo, that sounds a bit like, da, da, da. Like, you sound a bit too like this or a bit too like that, you know?
Yeah.
That's the sad part. That's the bit that annoys me. But
I know. So we each have to, like Gandhi said, be the change you want to see in the world. And like Buddha says, the only certainty in life is change. Oh, yeah, so you just got to embrace
like
these realities.
Says,
and you know what? I feel like that even happens in the United States, though. Like people try to, you know, like it's not just
the sad
about,
thing
like,
about the states.
Like,
the sad thing about the states is that people they'll go, yeah, he's sick. He sounds like. Like when Shine came out, it was like, yo, this dude, he sounds like Biggie. Yo, blah, blah, blah.
Oh
like,
my God.
Yeah, do you know, like, people come out sounding like somebody, you know, B.O.B. They're like, yeah, he sounds like Andre 3000. It's like, okay, well, is that a good thing?
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean?
Not, but, that's just going to
And that's the point
back.
I'm talking about. People let them record all of this shit and put it out there. So now the stupid people still think it's cool to sound like somebody.
But that's also why I say to myself, okay, so where is this driven from? Because when this was a street level culture where we dictated, that wasn't acceptable. And the reason why Slick Rick stood out is because he sounded like nothing else around. And the reason KRS or whatever kind of thing, I don't really want to even be talking about KRS right now, but Batman we'll send you to talk to him as well, Mice. But you know, and this is why how you know it. The music is being driven from an industry level because they're like, right, this is working. Definitely. We need to make numbers. Rick Ross is hot right now, so let's look for more people who are like Rick Ross.
Fat guys with titties.
Fat guys with titties are hot right now, so let's look for more. You know, so it's like, that's how everything ends up sounding the same as far as I'm concerned.
That's the scary part.
But there's definitely so much dope music out there as well, including
Speaking
this guy
that,
where I know that he's definitely got a lot of love from some ill cats in LA at the moment. Called Catronada. He's got a dope album called 99.9%. This track is called Glowed Up featuring Anderson .Paak. Right after this, we're going to be getting into the open mic. That's with Panda Set in the studio, not Iron Braids, the Fly Hooligan. He's in the studio. We've got the one and only Ransom Bad Bones and our lovely lady Reverie straight out of LA. So keep it locked right here, FUBAR Radio.
And it still ain't a goddamn thing they could tell me. What could compel me to jump in? Get a piece of this bread pudding, wake up, cake up. Walking in the form of my elders, I'm glowed up. Bitch, don't I look like a pharaoh? Fuck your story tale, nigga, pull up.
shit and piss on your head, nigga clacking. Grab my dick out the mail room, then back in. Papa, daddy Warbucks, like Warhol with an 8-ball and a paintbrush. I'm AWOL, but I ain't done. Full-time killing, bad hole driller. Chowder for the kitten, mellow yellow lemon. I'm glowed up. I'm glowed up. Yeah, same time stealing, same squad chilling. Bag it for the pit. Can't you see I'm living? I'm glowed up. I'm glowed up. Me shining, nigga. The silver lining, nickel plated refinery. Never sweating the minor. Word to the most honorable. No bullshit in me. Constant laxatives in your child away. That's the shit I can't condone. Full power until we reach the maximum. Gonna all my worries. I'm loony, absolutely out my dome. Stacking my capital. I carve in my legacy. Now tell me, is you with me? With me, with me. Chaperone. Full time killing. Bad hole driller, chowder for the kitten, mellow yellow lemon. I'm glowed up. I'm glowed up. Yeah, same time stealing, same squad chilling, bagging for the pit. Can't you see I'm living? I'm glowed up. I'm glowed up. Yeah. Lately I've been glowed up. Paper finally showed up. Child it got me going buff. Feeling like the only one out here. Even if I slowed up, got enough work to last the whole damn night. Lately I've been glowed up. Feeling like the only one out here. Lately I've been glowed up. Paper finally showed up. Child it got me going buff. Feeling like the only one out here. Even if I slowed up, got enough work to last the whole damn night. Lately I've been glowed up. Feeling like the only one out here. Life out in the spotlight, but some had to pull you back to the starlight. Cause even when you're far out there in the sun, you're still in the hands of the one who cares for you. And it's a cold game that you play on, but some had to pull you back where you came from. Cause even when you're far out there in the sun, you're still in the hands of the one who cares for you. Not just another name.
But what are you two shitting about?
The fly hooligans laughing at my old man's strength. Old man spelling. I couldn't spell lock.
it's a difficult word to spell.
I got a DJ named Locke and it's just L-O-K, so yeah, it does mess me up sometimes.
It does, all these hip hop spellings with the Z instead of the S and all of that, but that's the official way to do all this stuff. It's hip hop right now, Food Bar Radio, every Monday 4 till 6 p.m. and right now we're about to get into our weekly open mic.
Yeah, we
have the one and only Reverie straight out of LA representing North London's Panda Set, and a fellow North Londoner, one of my favourites in this country, Mr. Ransom Babbo. So are you guys ready to set this off?
Yes.
Okay, don't go crazy with enthusiasm or anything like that, okay?
He's going to jump on this mother lover.
I know. Great. Sorry, I mean, the fly hooligan's pretending that he's too nice for our open mic, but we'll see what happens.
Let me warm up the earphones for you.
Okay, do you need to do a me? Yeah, is that good for you? Okay.
Yo, you lot ready for this open mic? I can feel this one's going to be terror. This is going to be terror.
And this week's beat is coming from UK producer Out the Hammer. So let's do this. It's Food Bar Radio.
Yeah, you like that name? Was already brains is like, yeah, I'm just such a
So is everyone headphones, you're getting that beat?
Yeah.
So who are we gonna hear first?
He's setting it off. All right, ladies first.
Yeah,
I
ladies first.
All right,
I'll set it up, ladies first. You know, I step up to the hearse, and I never rehearse my freestyles when I flow. I just say, ready, set, and I go. I like to weather all my flowers and watch them grow. I love to flow like a motherfucking ocean. I got the potion, and all the thoughts I am provoking. You hoping that I'm gonna be slipping on this flow shit, but I don't go shit. And you gonna be knowing that my name is Reverie, freestyling from the West Coast. Yeah, you know, we spit it heavily and ready to be the best MC in the world. Oh shit, I already be that. And yes, I am a girl. I make it toes curl. I make it go insane. I got the best loving around, and everybody know my name. And I am changing the game. And got no shame. Don't really give a fuck about nobody. And you're the one to blame.
Yeah.
What you saying, bro? Straight out.
One, two. Ransom Bad Bones. Food Bar Radio. Open mic. Let's go.
It's the psycho evaluation of rappers in the days, cause we're heavily oversaturated with those infatuated with having cameras strapped to their faces, making fashion statements for association. Nobody aiming to shake down their frames while they're so complacent. Facing abolition, they spat but lack conviction. Don't blow cannabis to cover your bullshit, we know the fragrance. Regulating the backstage actors and gassers, cause they know I keep quiet, casual, don't entertain no fakeness. Pave the way, comfortability factors are shattered. These fans slash rappers may as well be collaborating naked, displaying silence like I stepped in the land of cadaver. Has rendered speeches in my presence, so they need me to rephrase this. Paragraphs narrated for the beginner spitters who haven't graduated and need to take this back to basics. Baked and sedated, best to wake up, take off them shades, raise your pen game or the lyrics keep decapitated. At the event of the evening, arrogantly competing and shallow attention seeking, feeds the cattle brainless, sensing mental leakage when I feel those phony undertones, then turn sages to thunderdomes and sacrificial chambers. Witnessing minors high on all kinds of pills and powders, looking like they're salivating over some fatty bacon. Placing on authentic MCs under curfews, but complaint. As I bring it back with maximum impact when I interact, flipping like a brass aristocrat. When the cymbals crash, I'm bashing funny types with the Iron Monkey strike. Rhyme fakers vaporize 500 at a time. For trying to fight this mega gator, busting out the incubator. All hell, the devastator. Headless raider, known to the grader. Rep of a stranger. Heavy blazer, set to escape the mystical manger. Bunches of cutthroat, thugs own the drug zones where peace and love is unknown. With a lust of boss chrome. Rough folks with tough tones, burning down Marlies that cost loads, saying fuck those fucking Federales. Basic as Lego and Meccano, holding arms in guitar cases like the Desperado. Carve the back of a rapper's neck, reset the barcode, the heavy cargo full of arseholes. Check the news flash, view the blinding true facts as I tear these group acts a new gash like giant zoo cats. And who's that cooking up the roach eggs? Fumigated mold stench, putrid rank and grotesque. Death becomes her in the text of one word, and any drunk scum who drinks the blood becomes turned. Rap some Bad Bones, flinging the bull crap to the rapper slackers like a boomerang that's coming back at ya.
Oh, Dutty, Panda Set. Are you gonna bless us? This is Food Bar Radio. Open mic, Panda Set.
Food Bar Radio,
go.
Panda Set. Yo, right. Let me kick it off a little like this. I had to bust a freestyle because of this chick. So I'm had to do this straight off the top of the dome. Rock this microphone like it's easy. Rest of you go home. Nah, I'm joking. It's all about collaborative. When I'm on the mic, MC's looking rather pissed. What it is it what? When I'm on the mic, you know I do this hip-hop, and this is it. Yo, I'll tell you how it is.
listen, I'll tell you how it is, yo. Rhyming on the rhythm, trying to hatch a seed. Then I watch this tree grow till it pays for my dreams. I'm amazed by my team and the taste of this weed. And the cosmos is non-stop, eternal belief. The crowd jump like hopscotch, I'm earning my pee. As I murder this beat, this MC's at a peak. And the set will be heard from the north to the east, to the south, to the west, and the north and then back. And the set all on the globe, all over the map. Old school brother like rat-a-tat-tat, it's like that. And we can keep going, alright, let's do it.
By radio. Hey,
rhyming with precision, exercising wisdom while I think about the mission. People getting in the way, shall I drop them or forgive them? Some people leave a stain, I'll make a mark on my existence. Mama words, me and Sarah, maximize your listeners, listen. Want to make it happen, want to be at one with rapping. Poetry, emotion, slash teamwork in action. Pandas on the mad one, smoking puris with the man them. Shopping in the eye of the mind, see my mansion. Somewhere in between, new and in green, and the Cali on the kickback, relaxed ting. Smoking like a bag of 10, disciplines we're practicing. I put the weed down so I can start the next adventure, whatever the endeavor, putting businesses together. I'm milking this cash cow, I'm making all my cheddar, dedicated to whatever. Buyer, owner, master, seller. Peter's son, I am a rider, spitting fire like a lighter. Mics have been a miner ever since I was a miner. Now I harmonize with miners, panda set up on the riser. I will be a major, my fabric's true player. Old school blazer, now I am the savior.
What's going on there, Reverie?
You know LA in the house, I love a second round. And everybody listening right now, this my sound. I put it down and I wear the crown. And every time I spit a lyric, I spit it my soul. Everything like right now, oh shit, I'm busting the freestyle. So when might not sound that good sometimes. But you know what, I keep on rhyme. And I keep it on bringing in the fucking perfect time. And I'ma slow it down instead of trying to rap fast. Hold up, let me rewind, let me spit my mind. I am 26 years old and I got a thick spine. And I've been through a lot, that's why my poetry be so dope. And I talk about my life and I love to invoke the motherfucking thoughts and the stress that rests inside of you. And you know I got inside of you because you're listening to what I am saying right now. I talk about my life and I'ma talk about it right now. I grew up in Los Angeles, raised by a single mother. I got two brothers for the same dad and there's six of us all together. I mean, oh, there was six and then there was two more and nobody was a whore. It's just that my parents got divorced and then they were remarried. And sometimes that shit could be traumatizing and scary for a young girl in this world. But you know what? I came out all right and I will still continue to fight. I will talk about my life till I don't got any more watts to say on this fucking mic. And I love to freestyle off of the top of the dome cause it makes me feel so good. It makes me feel like I am blown and I ain't even smoked my weed yet. But when I get up out of here, I'm trying to take a breath, not of meth, of weed. I only smoke that green and I've been freestyling ever since I was a teen. I used to do graffiti and I used to bust crimes, used to sniff lines, used to smoke methamphetamine. But now I sit fine and I sit up hella straight cause I have came a long way to the fucking UK. That's where I am today, so you don't even know my pain. Don't talk about my life and don't tell me that I'm insane, cause I say that shit proudly. Yes, I get crazy. I ain't a fucking baby, I'm a grown lady. So you trying to save me? That shit ain't gonna work. Just listen to this work and I'ma make you fucking hurt, cause you gon' feel the pain that I feel up in my soul. And I'ma spit this shit until I am motherfucking grown. Oh shit, I already am. I'm 26 and I still got a lot of pain inside of this vessel that I'm trying to let go. Like it's techno, like I am putting this shit together like it's Lego. Bitch, I said so, you ain't not on my level. And I'm the fucking devil and I'll be an angel at the same time. I'm a rebel and I'm from the ghetto and I'm a motherfucking let go to the next MC. Somebody please help me.
Jeez. This is the Fubar Radio open mic, you know what I mean? You are in tune to these mother lovers right here. We got Reverie, we got Panda Set, Ransom Bad Bones. What you say, man? You good?
Yeah, man, I'm good, man.
Beat by Outer Hammer. Let's go, bro.
Don't make him so cranky, keep the water and jet and fire. Hose handy, smoke danky, snowing fancy, nose candy. No, grab the ball by the horns, bring him back to Norm Brick, sitting in the sand with Capricorns. Soak the sores on your toes, now what soap is yours? Before the law imprisoned you in revolving doors, go and blow torch the crime lab and no thoughts arise when slime bags get slapped for their iPads and try a sack of White Widow for a nightcap and twist up that tie stash, get rid of that dry batch. I advise that, choking on some cashew shells. Can you tell what haggis smells from a black Emmanuel? Hell melts adapters, no healthy stature. Pelting wealthy wedding crashers back to Madagascar. Packs of noodles, mat full of doodoo from your jackapoodle. Rapping in twos, they both play croquet and Coldplay. Okay with old age, road rage. What you doing? Opportunist with the pot canoeing. Lock up those loose lips, his evidence was not conclusive. Fluid Hancock, the time saver. Hang drop from skyscrapers, land squat, my dies aimless. Make my sperm burn and turn to earthworms. This first verse is cursed and the second one just turned.
Reps and bad boys, boy. Food Bar Radio, you see what we give you, lot?
Yeah.
Right here, all you MCs, all you producers, hit us up, man. If you want to get involved, hiphop@foodbarradio.com. I do believe we got some more time, haven't we?
Yes,
we got some
kind
of set. We got some more time. Bring the mic up, bro.
Let's do it. Listen,
Kind
of set.
Hey.
Hold tight, all the OG family. You know who you are. Here we go. Let's do this. Yo. Yeah. Listen. Yo. I'm writing on the hype team, swinging Mikey's like I'm violent. Barbaric with this rhyming, like Superman I'm flying. I'm skunked out on the highest when I'm riding with my riders. That's why I write the finest, cause all my boys have triumphed. Some rappers talking violence, panda set, I'm on my righteous. Pharaoh's the designer when I'm riding with my lions. Our pride's in our assignments, our life is based on science. As told by these tyrants, bald-faced liars. Corporate global pirates, so if I'm gone they'll try to deny it. It's all to do with the stars and their alignment. Panda set, I'll try to stay blessed, smoking cess to deal with the stress. I ask for selfish steps and next. In order for one to be a success, I guess that I should take time, get my footings right, spit a verse in the break time. In the meantime, it's me time, smoke another tree time. My guys are deep guys, from peace signs at bleak life. The light's on the green side. Yeah, it's like that. Panda set, take over, have your mic back. Do your best or do your worst, panda set will always work. Listen to your vetted herd who stumbled at the second hurdle. I was smoking zoots with Urgle, nothing but the finest herbal. Spitting verses for the man, them is a panda set rehearsal. Big up all the gang men staying unified in circles.
Yes.
Jeez.
They say the third time is the charm, so I'ma come in like a swarm. I'ma cut in like a amputated your arm, and I'ma show you that I'm a charm. I am like Charizard, I am spitting that fire. And who wants to smoke that green with me? Just pass me the lighter, cause I'ma set this shit up like a motherfucking flame. And I love to play this game, I love blowing off at the top of the dome and talking about my problems. Cause when I speak into the mic, I swear it helps me solve them. And every time I get all of them, put them in a basket, and I light that shit on fire. It's like I throw them in a casket, and then after I just keep going, cause life throws shit at you. And every time that you be knowing that you going crazy, I guess at the same time you growing. So when I be flowing, I talk about how much I'm owing to the universe for giving me that knowledge. I did a half a semester of a class at college, and I wasn't really working too much. I mean, I was working like 40 plus hours a week, so I had to drop out, and I wanted to pay my bills. And I don't know what I'm talking about when I'm coming off of the top of the dome. This shit just keeps flowing. I am telling y'all my story, telling everybody where I be going. I went to France, I went to Switzerland, Germany, Czech Republic, Public Austria, you ain't fucking with me. Yeah, the Gavin Rare Tour, we just killed it. I'll be back in October, so when y'all feel this, just hit up the promoters all around your city. Tell them that this is Reverie, so they can come and fuck with me, so they can book me another show in London, so I can pack it out just like I did in October. It's not over, cause I'ma keep going. I'm a motherfucking soldier. Don't ask me to get up on the mic and start freestyling, cause I'll go all night. I got so much to say. I'm coming from Los Angeles, you know I don't play. By the way, I look so motherfucking good, I ain't even got no makeup on, and you know that I'm hood.
That's right.
And I'm gonna represent for all the ladies and all my fucking men too. I love everybody, baby.
Grab some bad boys quickly. Hit us with another verse before we're out.
Every
out of
anus
here.
Claiming they can spit. What type of shit is this? Bringing that limited vocab, listing their Christmas gifts. Lyric beef in here is like he's being mistreated, while the reading and speech is seeming as primitive.
Beautiful.
Sickle and shovel berries quickest when I'm digging ditches. For any frauds and all that big talk is prohibited. From any flocking free where quantity is not needed amongst the sheepish, cause the quality's been depleted. Premature rappers associating with those that soul crack hold straps, it seeming pulled backward. A trap full of eager fans that wanna be Banner with Gamma, acting like they're bad, hard enough to be Viagra. As I can make the rappers favourite to your favourite rappers, babbling nonsense, lacking a concept, the context and content is man's got bread like famous actors. Like pterodactyl spread wings, their gums were made for flapping. In their spandex for blank checks, infected with the same brain damage and ballots and Xanax, and exaggerating whatever you're emulating to graduate from imaginary mansion to palace. We're leading a scam, a barrel full of leeches and crabs, feeding off the ego of sheep or a lamb, maxing their YouTube views, fireproof the roof as I provide you with that pooper scoop and no season my land. Gag on dick and hiccup, similar flows, everybody already knows. If I'm the shit, then you're the kitty litter. How many live restricted in the ends or come from riches and wealth? You're aiding, fibbing and false claims. All the way they're blatant baiting, portraying they are gutter fronting like they're paid when they hustle for small change.
Oh.
Blatant racist, not afraid to say the N-word. I turn them from a prejudice blur to a chalk frame.
Bad Bones, Bray. Ransom fucking Bad Bones.
That's
Fubar Radio.
Exciting. Fubar Radio. Open mic. Reverie. Ransom Bad Bones. Panda set. Absolutely ripped it up. Thank you so much for coming through. All of the links are up online at twitter.com /FubarRadio if you want to get in touch with any of the MCs. You absolutely blessed us right there. What are you
Shouts out to Alda Hammer on the beat, boy. Alda, I see that got you lot pumped right there, innit?
That was beautiful. Honestly, that was so lovely. I want to say thank you to Mr. Sinister Evil D, who had earlier on the show as well. If you've missed anything, hit up fubarradio.com/hiphop and you can listen back to all of the shows there. Next week, Monday, 4 till 6 p.m., we've got Son of Noise representing and DJ Supreme. So make sure you lock in and join us. And up next on Fubar Radio right now, you have Badge of Friendship. Yeah. And that's all from my Stiggy and myself for this week. Thank you so much, everyone, for coming through. You sounded so beautiful. Love you all so much. So let me leave you with this track, brand new from DJ Supreme. It's called R.I.P. Peace.
That's what I'm talking about. We love this shit. We eat this shit. We breathe this shit.
The magazine with 16 venomous bars supreme. Rush shotgun start pulling the card. Lyrical mass murderer, midnight marauder, slaughter enemies in alphabetical order. Riff medical torture. Here I come, ear drum bleed. Whenever the black radical starts to breathe, back off sabbatical leave. Silverback gorilla, serial killer, veteran MC. You don't know my steez, how I squeeze off. Cut back to one of your captain breeze off. The almighty rock ready to rip. Blow you apart like the Gaza Strip. Whenever I spit, literature from my jaw coming at ya. Serve as lay when I'm all up in this. Capture my foes, leaving them slain. I'm danger, like propane mixed with the flame. Come on.
Another John Doe, let's go!